You're listening to the Jersey Jerk Show on the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
As big as a cock blocker as you are, Count Blockula, we happen to know the biggest cock block in the history, and he came up big that night.
Yeah, man.
Yes, he was like garlic and a toss. Mixed together with sunlight peeking through. You won this battle, Marco, but there will be another time.
Van Helsing. Call me Van Helsing.
You guys have bum-rushed my blocking.
You're an asshole.
Fuck you, too. You dyke.
Wow. You're fucked up. I wasn't going to get into it with him over a chick.
I don't think he realizes what he does. That's just my opinion.
Well, I hope not, because then he's a really big asshole.
Sticks and stones, miss.
No, he ended up texting me.
I'm like, rubber, you're glue.
He ended up texting me like 4 o'clock in the morning.
I did.
Yes, you did.
I don't remember.
It was a drunk text.
You told
it was
me,
on my BatBerry.
You told me.
This is going way out of control.
You're listening to the Jersey Jerk Show, whose logo is on the far bottom right of the Riotcast webpage, next to the tracker.
Are you troubled by strange noises in the middle of the night?
Do you experience feelings of dread in your basement or attic?
Have you or any of your family ever seen a spook, specter, or ghost?
If the answer is yes, then don't wait another minute. Pick up your phone and call the professionals.
Ghostbusters.
Our courteous and efficient staff is on call 24 hours a day to serve all your supernatural elimination needs.
We're ready to believe you.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to the Jersey Jerk Show on the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com. Please, Skype in. Jersey Jerks is the name. We have guests tonight. Don't forget that you can also find us on every single type of social media possible. Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. They're the only ones that are really important, though. You can also email us at riotcast.com, or actually at jerseyjerks@riotcast.com. And download the TuneIn app if you have it. I have an iPod or an Android. I mean, an iPod or an iPhone.
Good God.
And, actually, it's an iPad.
Are you nervous tonight?
No, apparently I'm just mentally
retarded.
Because you sound
like shit.
Yeah.
This is every week. I don't know what you notice.
No, this is really bad this week.
This is bad.
No, every week is bad.
But this is
every week's bad. This is fucking terrible.
It's not that bad.
Oh, yeah, it is.
No, it's not. No, it's not.
It's terrible.
No, it's not. And it's TuneIn app if you have a droid.
You dropped the ball on this one tonight.
That's okay.
It happens.
That's life.
Well, we have two special guests tonight. You guys have the credentials here?
Of course I do.
Please read them.
From the South Jersey Ghost Research, Kim Petrak.
Yes.
We're going to have a ball with that one. And Dan Webster.
Hey.
Say hello.
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 Ghost
Hunter. This is exciting because it's Mischief Night.
Yeah.
It's like the perfect setting. We couldn't ask for a better night to do this.
Yeah, we never do anything
True.
Special.
Yeah.
Like that.
So, and we apologize now for anything that might piss you off.
We don't mean.
Well, no, here's the thing. And I know everybody here, and no one's here to bash anyone or whatever, call, you know, whatever. But here's my thing. I never believed in it before. You know what I mean? So I've never had an experience, I guess you could say, that would lead me in that path. Missy has.
Yeah, man.
Actually, I think every day of her life is a paranormal experience. So
I like it that way.
Yeah. I don't think Chris has.
No, my mom. But
your mom. Okay. Well, that's the closest thing that's happened to you is whatever happened to your mom, right?
My mom's a fucking nut job, though. So.
Well, that's good. Yeah, that's true. That. Yeah, but you know, my mom acts like a ghost sometimes, but other than that. And you have or you haven't?
I have not, no.
You have not?
No,
okay.
No, not at all.
I was just curious. No. Now, did you guys have experiences that led you into this type of, I guess, work, you would say?
Yes. As a matter of fact, ever since I was a kid,
okay,
I had experiences in a house. I was born and raised in Merchantville.
Okay.
I live in Mullica Hill now, but in Merchantville, New Jersey, and a lot of the homes are pretty old.
Okay.
And I did experience actually seeing things, which opened my mind a little more. I mean, if you haven't seen anything, how could you possibly try and realize that they exist?
Right.
You know, I've seen it myself. I've heard it all my life. And that's why I got into this, was because of the interest that I had.
Okay.
I've never experienced anything up until last year. I never saw anything, heard anything. So
okay.
I was always a skeptic also.
Now, was that a one-time thing or did it reoccur for you?
As far as your experience. My experience was with this group.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. I joined mostly out of fascination and something to do. And
okay.
What's the worst that can happen, right?
Right. Yeah, I guess so. So do you guys want to talk about the experiences that you've had? Yeah, I mean, by all means.
Sure, but do you guys like have any questions? Do you want us to
tons
be specific?
We got tons of questions.
Well,
we
why just don't
wanna,
you just kind of...
We're interested in how...
I have so many.
We're interested in for instance, like you've had experience when you were a kid.
Yes.
And you just had one last year with the group. So I'm interested to know what experience you had that basically led you to be open-minded to this type of, you know, phenomenon, I guess you could say.
Well, one of the more memorable experiences as a child
was
in the old house over in Merchantville. I was in bed, and my closet door cranked open just a little bit, which can be explained.
Sure.
If a truck's going by. But a kid, I didn't know that. I started getting nervous. But the one thing that threw me was I had my sheets up to my chin at that point.
Right.
And they literally got ripped off of me from the sheet part at my chin all the way down to my feet. And there was no way I could kick that off, and I wasn't asleep.
Right.
And then, you know, couple that with the many times I was seeing things walking across the floor in my house, hearing noises, creaks, groans, which could be a house settling, except they were a little louder than that.
Mm-hmm.
That's just what piqued my interest.
Okay. All right.
What did you see walking across the floor?
I saw a human figure. I even had one Christmas Eve, and I'll never forget this, coming down the stairs because, you know, as a kid, you're sneaking downstairs to see what's under the tree. And there was a white ghost hand. And, of course, you're going to look at me like I'm an asshole, but there's a white ghost hand that's next to the chair.
Don't lie,
And it was actually it was kind of, I want to say, beckoning me or whatever, and I ran back up the stairs.
Right.
And you're saying, well, you're a kid. Yeah, true. Very true. I was a kid. And
you
try and reason it away the older you get, but when you keep seeing the stuff, you can't reason it away
anymore.
So
to this day, with the research group, you still see things that, like, basically keep that intact.
Absolutely.
Okay.
There's affirmations left and right for me that it still does exist.
Okay.
To me.
Okay. Cool. Yeah.
Now, to me, I joined completely skeptical, and I never thought in a million years, and Kim laughs at me because I always told her, I'm never going to see anything.
Right.
I'm not going to hear anything. But on my first investigation, I joined last year. I started training. And on my first investigation, I'm looking back, and they have some equipment going off, and I'm like, what's going on? Like, these things are lighting up. I don't know what's setting them off, but they're acting like there's things around us.
Right.
And they're saying they feel things, they sense things, and I don't sense anything. So when I go home thinking this is a complete waste of my time, but I listen to my recorder.
Right.
And the recorder was in my top left pocket, and I was about 15 to 20 feet away from these people.
Okay.
And about the nearest investigator. And at that same time, I hear a whisper come across my recorder saying, oh, baby, tell me how you like it.
Whoa.
That's my kind of ghost.
Really?
Now, listen.
Okay.
Now, this goes – once we read the report, one of our crack psychics, when she walked into the place, she picked up that this is an old cat house.
I was just about to say, were you like in a porn studio? Like,
Now there's no logical explanation. So I'm like, well, this is really cool. And then, of course, I go on another investigation. I capture other EVPs and another one, and it's so forth. There's been times where I'm by myself in a room. There's no one around. I'll say, is there someone in here with me? And on my recorder, I hear, yes.
You don't hear it live, like right there.
No, you hear it after the fact.
Recently, I've started hearing them live.
Okay.
And I think we take classes on a lot of this stuff, and one of the exercises they have us do, Marty from the Ghost Hunter store, she teaches us different things, and one of the exercises is to try to listen to how many sounds you can hear. Go around your day and just sit there and listen to how many birds chirping, this, that. You start getting in tune with your senses, so maybe that's why I'm starting to hear things.
Okay.
I don't know.
Okay, because you're like fixated. You're focused.
You're exercising something that you normally concentrate on.
Okay. Okay. So. Wow, that's pretty crazy.
And I can't explain.
That's funny that's what you heard.
There's more to this story.
Really?
Because when we interview for new trainees in the group, because we don't really want people that, you know, I don't want to say shady, but you know, you don't want people in it for the wrong reasons.
Right. Right.
And
I'd be a worse candidate for this type of thing.
I don't know. As skeptical as you are, you'd probably be one of the best.
I doubt it. Cause I would try to debunk everything.
That's what we really want.
I'd be like, no, it can't be. It's this, it's that, you know, it's like,
well, we actually have several members that do that. Yeah. And there's, you know, they're very, very skeptical of everything that we have.
Right.
Cause we don't generally need people to keep the reins on us. Cause yeah, we could get a little carried away. You know, you don't want to be just 100% believer.
Right.
But Dan comes in to do his interview, and towards the end of his interview, he tells them he wants a paranormal affair.
Okay.
You got
like the scene in Ghostbusters where the ghost is floating over Ray.
So
we all want that.
That EVP came across, it was appropriate.
I would be a believer if that happened. Wow, that's crazy.
I'd need more proof.
Right. Yeah. Actual physical contact, that's what you need.
Have you had actual physical contact before?
Yes, absolutely.
Like you really? Something brush you?
Mm-hmm. Actually, I have some video evidence that I'll have to send you guys.
Yeah,
please do.
There's a mansion in Delaware called the Rockwood Mansion that I volunteer at.
I know exactly where that's at.
Okay, well, that place is very active.
It's in Wilmington or Newark?
Just outside of Wilmington.
Yeah. Okay.
And we were sitting there. I was being videoed for a YouTube video, and I felt something touching my hair. Now, you know, you don't know if it's the wind blowing or something, but it kept touching it. And I'm like, is my hair moving? And the man who was taking the video said, I'm getting this on video. You can see my hair moving like somebody's brushing it or running their fingers through it. So, you know, that.
So you got what he wanted, basically.
Maybe. Yeah, okay. I might have gotten it more than once. So, you know, because us women, we
have to. Yeah, absolutely.
I can rub my own hair.
Right.
Well, lucky for you that you can.
That's what I want. I need something like that, an experience like that.
You see, and here's my question, and this is just a basic question. I'm sure you guys heard this a million times. You know, despite what you guys have probably researched, like whether it be in books or, you know, online reading or anything like that, there's never been actual documented evidence, like scientifically proven. So that's my thing. Like, I'm a science guy, right? So I think if it can't be scientifically proven, then I can't think about it. Like, I can't, you know, believe in it. And this is no different than religion. I grew up Catholic. I went to Catholic school. They brainwashed me with all kinds of shit, you know, whatever. And that's fine. And my family, they're all, you know, pretty much devout Catholics, with the exception of my immediate family. And I don't have a problem with it. You know, I don't sit there and be like, oh, you're wasting your time. Look, everyone's entitled to their own belief system. I have no problems. It doesn't interfere with me. But my thing is, now everything's man-made. You know, like, religion's man-made. It's just a story. Someone told a story, got passed down thousands of years, and now it's this. But we haven't found any, you know, as Missy would say, fossils of Jesus or anything like that. You know, like, nothing like that has ever happened. So that's why it's hard for me to grasp the you know, if it's real or if it isn't real. You know what I'm saying? So that's where I'm at with this. I'm sure – I think you're on the same level, Chris – as I am.
Like, religion-wise?
No, I'm saying like scientifically proven.
For most stuff, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's just – that's why I'm so skeptical. It's like, wait a minute. Come on. Because my girlfriend's sister watches like Ghost Hunters or Ghost Adventures or whatever. And I've had to sit through it because, you know, she's got command of the TV at the time. And I'll watch it. I'm not going to sit there and do, you know, whatever. And I'm just like, you've got to be kidding me. Like, first of all, my question is this. Why do everything in the dark? Aren't you guys at a disadvantage in the dark?
That's one of my questions, yeah.
You don't have to do it in the dark. As a matter – well, you do.
Well, I do.
One of my
supposed to come on your girl to see you with your shirt
on. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's just like, yeah, tall and handsome in the dark, not tall, dark, and handsome.
One of my first experiences seeing an apparition was during the day.
Okay.
At Fort Mifflin.
So, okay.
So it's probably for like...
Our cameras. We have full spectrum cameras that we will take pictures with. Sometimes it's just quieter at night.
Mm-hmm.
And well, plus, we all have full-time jobs.
Right.
So,
that's
you know,
okay.
We don't have much of a choice.
Right.
Yeah. I think those shows do it at night for the effect.
That's what I think. I think it's for
more
dramatic
effect.
You
they
know?
Do. They do.
And ghosts are going to be there if they're, you know.
Because when they have those night vision goggles on and like the infrared goggles on, it's you could see it better at night, at least the results, as you could during the day. At least that's what I think. I mean, I don't know. I don't mess with this kind of stuff, but I'm like, why everything's at night? Why is everything at night? Why not the daytime?
You like ghosts hang out during the day, right?
Absolutely.
See, they're always around.
How do you know their patterns? What do you go to a ghost bar?
I mean, that would be cool.
Like a ghost pub? Like
a ghost pub? Yeah, I'm down with a ghost pub.
You know, you just, like, do you see the way she asked that? Like,
oh,
she knows.
Yep.
Like, you know what I mean?
She
I want to hear
everything.
That. I want to hear that from them. They know. You don't know.
I feel like I know stuff.
Tell them your experience.
Yeah.
You experienced.
I have a bunch. So.
Well, tell them, like, the biggest one first.
The biggest one.
Yeah, because if this one sucks, then we won't even bother telling the other one.
This one doesn't suck. I talked about it.
I know,
before.
But just for, okay. But for their purposes.
So I was in the woods. With my brothers, and
I forgot about this.
We were playing flashlight tag or whatever, and it was during the day, and it was me, my brothers. I was 12 or something. My brothers were like 10 and 8, and then one of their friends and one of my friends. We were all young, and we started hearing like weird ass noises, and we were like talking shit. We're like. And we're like, ah, whoever's in here, like, shut up. And then all of a sudden somebody, like, screamed at us, like, really loud, like, get out of my woods. But it came, like, around us, like it was on a,
Surround sound,
like, from every fucking where.
Yeah.
And,
yeah. Sorry, she doesn't know English either.
And then everything started moving, like, it was, like, coming at us, like. They make fun, like the trees were chasing me. The trees did not uproot and start running. They just, everything started moving like it was coming towards us.
Like sounds like a Scooby-Doo episode.
You know, like if the Tyrannosaurus Rex is like running through the jungle.
Yeah, because I've seen that all the time. Yeah,
like
especially when I'm at the park.
In Jurassic Park.
Yeah.
And all the trees move towards you. That's what I always meant by that. And we ran. We hauled ass out of there. And mm-hmm. when I got to the end, I was like, fuck you or whatever to be like a jerk. And it was like a boom. And we were like, what? And we
can
were
you
like,
explain where was this? Like,
it
where,
was in Runnymede.
But was it like a park? Was it a backyard?
No, it's
was
a woods.
Okay. Were there any homes or anything around the woods?
Yeah. I mean, I lived three houses away from the woods, but
okay.
we were deeper.
Were there other homes there?
Yeah.
Okay.
But we were in the middle part where there's no homes.
Right. Yeah, but you got to remember, too, though, if somebody's yelling in the woods,
right.
the voice will bounce off the houses around you.
What? No, really, though, because...
Well, no, I'm not discounting anything you say,
okay.
please, but I'm just saying these are possible explanations for what you experience.
They're not going to believe everything you say. That's not their job.
I understand.
They have to
Another possible explanation, heroin. That's
Again, that's why I emphasize my
old.
Age.
Yeah, because that would stop anything.
Dude, she's dropping F-bombs every 30 seconds when she's 12. It's that far-fetched to think she was doing drugs?
Yeah, exactly.
But what about the trees?
Now, you're saying you felt like things were closing in?
Yeah.
But it was dark?
It was day.
It was daytime and you felt like they were closing in? You know, I'm not so sure what would have happened there unless you guys were scared.
We were scared.
And, you know, things, you know, when kids get scared, they start seeing, it intensifies. They start seeing things differently than what's normally happening. Again, I'm not discounting what you saw.
I mean, I was a child.
And a lot of times things are a lot scarier. Because think about it, if somebody's screaming and it's echoing off the houses behind you, that's enough to send you in a tailspin as a kid to begin with.
Hell yeah, it scares the shit out of us.
Because you don't know where it's coming from. So then you start panicking, you're looking around, and you're probably thinking squirrels are talking to you.
Did you actually hear that? Or did you hear that episode or something?
Oh,
we had an entire episode of squirrels
about how squirrels talk to
me.
Absolutely, I love.
I'm not kidding.
No, dead serious. Squirrels speak to me.
You see what we have to deal with?
Yeah.
She just stared at me. She didn't even say anything.
Yeah, because she's polite. She's not like us. She's not going to tell you you're stupid to your face.
Stupid.
No, again, you can't discount anything. From stuff I've seen, I won't discount that either.
That terrified me.
That a squirrel talked?
No, I love that. I mean, he was annoying. Those squirrels are very personal. Those squirrels were, this one was needy or something. I don't know what was wrong. But no, the trees and the yelling and all of that. Okay, so this is like an expenditure off of that.
What? Don't use big words, please. You're just embarrassing all of us.
Okay.
It's a what?
An added.
An extension.
Extension.
Expenditure. Expenditure. Yeah, you, apparently you bought this horrible idea.
No! So we used to play tag at night too. And we would get real into it and we would like wear all camo and paint our faces and hide. And you know, we would play flashlight tag. And if you got the person with the flashlight like in their face or whatever, then they were out.
They don't need the rules of the game. Just get the good stuff.
Well, I was trying to explain why we were camoed out. So
please, we all know why you were camoed out.
So my brother, we used to do this every Friday and Saturday night when we were like preteens or whatever. Is that it? Yeah, like that.
Whatever.
And my brother, there was a creek that ran through there. My brother used to like always hide in there. That was his spot. And he was like, oh shit. And he's like looking and he sees somebody coming. Like he sees like the walking through the water and it's coming right at him. So he's just like trying to stand there and be still. And nobody was fucking in the water. And he ran out. He just saw, it looked like somebody was walking through the water. Nobody was there. It stopped like 5 feet in front of him. And then he ran out and he's like, I'm not going back in the woods ever again. And he never did.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Well, that's interesting. Again, you know, I'm not going to sit here and blast that because that could absolutely happen. Again, he might have been seeing a shadow, but water is a very conductive element on the earth and it can actually throw off energy and create something called a residual haunting or a residual ghost.
Okay.
It's like a movie that plays over and over and over again that's released. Because some kind of the elements all meet together. It's kind of, you remember like movies used to be on silver on film, the element could hold the image. It's the same type of concept. That's why out in Gettysburg, so many people see soldiers walking around. Gettysburg has a lot of granite out there. Granite is a very conductive rock and it literally will hold past energy of battles or soldiers walking around and then release it at any given time.
That's science.
Not quite, but you know, it's
But this is their research. This is what they've researched. But again, what I said before was what they're saying. Actually, you wouldn't find in a science textbook.
No,
you see what I mean? There's a difference. This is research that you guys have to study all kinds of stuff that like basically people that don't do this don't study.
Correct.
So they're looking at things from a different point of view than say, well, I don't know about you, but we would. So when you hear this, you automatically think, you know, like she has a movie going through her head right now.
Oh, yeah.
She's like playing Ghostbusters 3 in her head from what you're telling her. But, you know, for us, it's like, well, at least for me, I'm skeptical because I'm thinking, well, I'm sure that could be explained. I couldn't now because I don't have, you know, I didn't research it myself and I didn't try to debunk it myself. But I think, well, there's an open possibility that could be explained. You know what I'm saying?
Yes. So,
but she automatically takes it as, it's Bible, you know, it's, you know, the written word, it's carved somewhere, you know.
Yeah. Well, it's one thing when you have a personal experience and if you're not there, it's very hard to believe that it actually happened. But when it's happening to you, you know, it happened.
Right.
I mean, you absolutely do. And from what you were saying before, I mean, I cannot sit here and prove that ghost exists.
Right.
But I also can't disprove it.
Right. But that's the thing. I think the most basic thing about all of this in general for me is that because there's no scientific evidence of or proof of ghosts, the question is, do ghosts exist? And honestly, maybe that's the closest it's ever come to a yes or no is a maybe. So for me, that's not enough. Just me. I can't speak for anybody else. It's not enough to say, well, definitely. Well, it's possible. I mean, is anything's possible? I mean, there could be aliens. I don't know. But, you know, I'm not going by Area 51. I've never been there. You know, I want to see files. I want to see secret rooms or something, you know, show me something. So that's what it is for me. So it's like maybe is the best answer I could possibly give. And I have no proof to back, you know, yes or no up. And that's my point, basically.
I have a current situation going on right now that I wrote down everything that's happening so that you can explain it because I'm real scared.
You should pay them for this time. This is like therapy.
This is like therapy.
We're volunteers, by the way. Our group doesn't charge for anything.
Oh, really?
No matter what, we come out to the home. We do a full investigation. We're all volunteers. We don't charge anything.
Absolutely.
How do you guys make money?
We don't.
They have day jobs.
We have jobs.
So this is like a super awesome fun hobby.
Well, you know, some of the stories that you're telling. I mean, we would obviously come out to your home. We'd go visit this creek. The creek. You're from, whatever you call it. I think Runnymede says creek.
Yeah.
We say creek. But we would come out. We would treat you very seriously. And we would try to find out what could be your possibility. So, you know, it is fascinating for us. I mean, because we are learning, too.
That's awesome.
But, go ahead and read your experience.
Yeah, I want you guys to try and explain this to me. Because a lot of people explain things.
If you have a lot of stuff. If you hit a certain point where it describes something that's unexplainable for you,
yeah,
let them try to explain it before you tell the whole story because they're not going to remember everything.
And that's fine because actually I wasn't even going to talk about this because everything had stopped. Remember I told you everything stopped? And then last night something happened and it was the worst.
Were you talking about your apartment where you're staying? Okay.
So I just moved in with my friend. I live in the attic part of her hair, a house. It's like a finished attic. And – you know, she's been living there for 2 years. The house is 85 years old. The girl that used to live there before me used to hear weird shit. Like she could hear people walking inside the walls, stuff like that. She used to talk to the ghosts all the time. Because they swore it was a girl ghost. So she would talk to her
Real quick, is this a duplex? Do you have neighbors that are attached?
No.
Okay.
No, it's just a plain house. So when I first moved in, you know, the dryer, we have to unplug the dryer because it always turns on and off by itself. People explain that could just be electricity. My light, in the upstairs of where I am, I have three separate areas. And the middle area is controlled by a light switch. That's how the lamps work.
That's usually how it's done.
Well, the first one, never mind.
Hey, God.
Fuck, what was I going to say?
You don't have it written down?
No, I do, but I'm like...
Okay, you're talking about the area with the light switch.
Okay, it would come on and off all the time. Not when I was in the house. I would turn it off before I leave, and when I would come home, it would be on.
Mm-hmm.
So it happened for a week, and then I finally said something to my roommate, and she's like, I didn't fucking do it, but I wish I would have because you were so freaked out. Ha ha. All right. This is what happened. Oh, my alarm clock also changed from FM to AM a couple times, but then that stopped. These are all, they weren't happening all at the same time. They were happening this would happen, then it would stop, then this would happen, then it would stop. Last night is what fucking freaked me the fuck out. And I just wrote little things, but.
Well, we're going to treat this like a prelim. This is kind of how we would do a prelim first before we do an investigation. We'd come out and interview the person and interview any witnesses. And we would, send a report in to our directors and they'd make a determination whether it's worthwhile coming out and doing an investigation. So this is exactly what we would be doing.
Okay. All right. Probably minus the vulgarity coming from her, but yeah.
No.
Please. So in the backyard, there is a porch. It's a screened in, it's an enclosed porch. It's all windows and it's glass, so you can move windows up and down. Right now, all the screens are at the bottom, so all the windows are up top. So... Mm-hmm. I was staring. I was on the phone with my friend and I'm staring out into the darkness because this was night. I'm just smoking cigarettes, chilling, whatever. And I'm staring at the reflection and right behind me, behind me is the house.
Reflection of where? What were
The reflection is the reflection of the house, in the windows.
Oh, in the windows. Okay.
Yeah. So it's the house, it's the back door, and that's
of where you were.
Of where I was. So I'm looking at that. And then all of a sudden, right directly behind me, old bald dude walked right by. And I'm like,
Chris, were you there?
I didn't have anything better to do.
Okay.
And I was I immediately went that to look in the house to see if she turned the light on or something. And it was just dark. And then I heard moving around by the fire pit, which was where the ghost would have walked had it been outside. But when I looked out the thing, he was just there and it scared the shit out of me. And I don't know what it is. 5 minutes later, my friend, because I was all right, something's rustling around at the fire pit. I could hear it. And I was freaking the fuck out and I didn't know what to do. I was just sitting there pretending it wasn't happening on the phone to my friend. I didn't even tell her what was happening. And then my friend comes out and she lets her dog out and he runs right to the fire pit. Nothing was there. But I heard it. I heard rustling. Saw this dude walk by. Like, what is that? We always assume that the ghost was a woman because of, like, I don't know.
Well,
dryer.
It could be. It could be. I mean, the man was out, like, he was in the porch, right?
Yeah, he was in the porch.
So you don't know if it was a former resident. It could be somebody attached to the land that, you know, maybe.
See, that's a thing, isn't it?
It is. It's possible. You know, I mean, when we're speaking to people, again, talking before about your childhood experiences, I wasn't there to discount it at all. I just wanted to give you reasons it could happen. But, you know, having these conversations, our job would be to come out and see exactly what's going on.
See, I talked to my roommate about it because it's her house. And she's like, listen, I don't really have a problem with it. But the thing is, I really like living here and I don't know if we're going to piss it off. And she's worried that if you guys came in, maybe the ghost would get angry that you guys were there, like, messing with it. Is that weird for me to think that?
Well, it depends on the team that comes out. I mean, you know, our team, we don't do what we call provoking. Now, you guys said you watch Ghost Adventures, and you say, we're going to go, and you wanted us in that whole nine yards. And they provoke, and they make everything mad. Because you think about it, when you die, let's just say, for instance, you die and you do go to spirit and you do cross over and come back and you are able to be here and nobody sees you. Okay. Let's just say that.
I hope that happens. I would love that.
Exactly. Then if somebody's coming up to you, calling you a jerk and a dick and being an asshole, you're going to come back at them and you're going to be mad. But if somebody comes in there and says, listen, you're scaring the homeowner. Let's talk about this and reasonably talk to you about coexisting with the homeowner once they determine what you are. You're not gonna, you know, start throwing stuff around the house.
Okay, now I'm going to put myself in your pool.
Okay.
Right? So is it possible that if that's the theory and you try to negotiate peacefully, I guess you could say, is it still possible that that said ghost could still be angry?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
And the only reason is because we also
probably just don't like her.
Well, no, and I don't even, you don't, are you threatened or are you just scared?
I don't want it to get worse. Like, that's the thing. Like, because the dryer things she always talked about, the light thing never happened.
But that doesn't, nothing sounds like threatening towards you, though, that's happened.
It doesn't sound threatening.
It's just freaking you out.
It's freaking me the fuck out.
Right, but that you're easily freaked out.
I am easily freaked out, but I would usually, like, run with this and be like, this is awesome. I could talk to a spirit from the dead or some shit.
Is there a TV on or anything like that?
Well, on the porch?
Yeah. Mm-mm. No. Not even in the house where it could reflect.
No, the TV is so far from it.
My question is this. If you saw the reflection of the old man walking behind you.
Yeah, behind
me. Did he disappear once he actually passed behind you, or did you still see him, like, go in front of you?
He disappeared as soon as he got to where the door would be.
All right. But did you see yourself in the reflection as well or no?
No.
Okay.
It was too tall.
Okay. I got you. Yeah. I was just trying to get a mental picture. Like, I'm trying to be there with you.
Like, I was like, what the fuck? I couldn't believe it. It was an old, old bald man. He was like running.
Is all the old shit going on? Like the light switch?
Nope.
And no?
Nothing's going on. The dryer's
I
not
think
even going
the girl
on.
Ghost was so fucking repulsed by you that she packed her shit and moved out.
Christina
and the bald guy moved in.
He'll be gone.
He's a perv.
Yeah, see, I don't want any of that either.
He was running to your
underwear.
He's
going to leave with herpes.
Thanks for that. My biggest thing is this, I guess. Fuck you. My biggest thing is this, like, I don't want it to get mad, and I don't want to, like, really live with a ghost, kind of.
But he hasn't interacted with you, so why would he get mad? You haven't done anything to try to piss him off.
I don't know. I would rather not live with a ghost.
Why don't you just leave the light on for him? Everything will be fine. He's probably trying to read.
Well,
turn
think
the
about
off.
This, though. How many times have you seen this ghost? Once.
Once.
That's it.
But I feel like things are getting more crazy.
Because
like,
your mind is now playing into effect.
Okay. And you also say are you trying to communicate?
No.
So you haven't talked to it at all?
No. Christina told me to talk to it because the old girl used to talk to – she thought it was a girl ghost. And she would talk to her all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And I won't.
No. And that's smart. I mean, again, if you're only seeing it once and you didn't feel threatened, most likely is not going to increase the activity. You have investigation come out. There's a chance the activity could increase, not necessarily in a negative aspect, but it could just become more because they're like, oh, there are people out here that know we're here now. They want to talk to us. And again, this is how we talk to clients because I'm not going to, you know, you saw it there. When you put yourself in the position of somebody who's living in a house, who's suddenly seen something they can't explain,
right?
Something their mind can't wrap itself around. And
That's what happened.
It's almost like having a stranger in your house. And people are genuinely scared. I have gone around saying, you know, I'm really not that concerned at this point with the ghosts proving they exist. I just want to help the families that know they do.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're scared.
You're trying to give them peace of mind.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's they're scared. That's why I pay my own gas. I take my time out to help the people.
Right.
And again, the world's smallest violins, but people, it's true. But people do generally get scared about something they cannot explain. And we can sometimes do natural explanations for it. You know, if doors are popping open, a truck's gone by, we'll show them this is what happened.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we have no explanation.
Right.
But give me a screwdriver in 10 minutes. I'll fix that shit.
So now in an investigation, what would happen is we would probably do this prelim and we would talk to her and we would not share with the regular members what she's experienced. We would send out a team that is completely blind.
Okay.
Not anything. Now, when the investigators come out and one of our psychics, which we have many psychics in, and I got to tell you, as a skeptic that doesn't feel anything, the things that I've captured go right along with what they're sensing before I capture them. So I'm very impressed with them. And now if a psychic comes out, or if they capture an EVP of an old man, or if a psychic says, I see an old man walking by, that would confirm, that would give more validation to what she's claiming.
What she said, right.
So I'm making you an investigator, and Chris an investigator, that, you know, if you go out there and you sense something or you capture something that validates her, you know, we put it all together in a report, and then that would might make sense to her.
Gotcha. So, yeah, I could see how that would give you peace of mind.
Yeah.
You know
but
I mean?
Then you can't. Can you ask the ghost to leave? Like, do you do that?
No, they don't. You don't do like exorcism.
Do you do relocation?
Put an eviction notice on their door.
Again, one of the things that we do believe is they have free will, just like we do.
Yeah,
and they're there for
they
a
don't
reason.
Pay rent though.
Squatters.
Squatter ghosts.
Squatters, man.
They're not eating your food. And if they're sitting on a toilet, you could still sit on top of them. None's going to change.
That's so terrifying.
Nice vigil.
She'll go like right through them. Like, you know.
No.
Could you imagine being the ghost?
Yeah, well, that's what I mean. Like, if I saw a ghost sitting on the toilet, I'd still go pee. Like, I'm not going to wait, you know. Sorry, I'll give you your privacy. Like, I'm peeing. What the hell?
And what if she looks in the bowl and says, I didn't do that?
I would freak out. Yeah. I would lose my shit.
Yeah. I can't remember eating corn.
That's terrifying.
What do you think of these?
Don't you think ghosts are evil? Like ghosts are they good?
Ghosts are the people that passed on. They're who, like, you know, these guys pass on, God forbid, but if they pass on, you're going to probably experience them the same way in death.
We're going to haunt you in death.
They're going to haunt you. But seriously, and it's not uncommon for family to come back to visit after they pass.
Oh, I hope not. I hope not. I have a lot of explaining to do. Sorry, it's something I do to go to sleep.
See,
times
like that seems like an invasion of privacy.
It is.
Like
to
me,
it is.
But so, you know, but think about it on their end. If that ghost is there because he lived there, now you live there in his house.
Yeah, you're jerking off in his bedroom.
So it's more of living together.
Oh God. Do ghosts haunt where they died or where they would want to like live forever?
Well,
I guess
if you say they have free will, I think they can go wherever they want.
They go wherever they want.
Yeah.
If they want to go overseas, I'm sure they could.
But is it like the sixth sense where like?
But see, that's the thing. You're asking questions of things that they can't. I mean, you
we
obviously
can't prove,
right?
You can't prove, but from do you? Man, so many questions.
Just say
your head's
just
gonna
say
explode.
Okay, like can you like you say that? From what you just said, it seemed like you don't like to talk to the ghost. Like, you'd rather not talk to the ghost.
Well, when you're in your own home, we don't recommend you do that.
Okay.
Because, again, remember, say you're in a foreign country in France. You speak English. You don't speak French. Mm-hmm. You find that one person that speaks English. You're going to run right up to them because you can't understand anybody else. Mm-hmm. If there's other people that speak English, they're going up to that person, too. So, in your house, if you start speaking with the ghost, and other ghosts see that you're capable of speaking with that ghost, they may come in as well. And you may...
How would they know?
They just...
Do they talk? Are they gossipy?
Yeah, they're very gossipy.
Fuck, man.
Yeah, they used to work for TMZ.
No, but it's almost like a light. I mean, and if you think about it, we can't possibly wrap our minds around exactly what's going on here. That's why it can't be proven. There's so many variables involved.
Have you ever chatted with a ghost? Do you call them ghosts?
Whatever, you know, spirits.
Okay.
Like I kinda, beings.
I wasn't sure if you guys were like guidance counselors, kind of. Like,
what?
I don't know.
Are you trying to find a career?
Yeah.
What's wrong with you?
No, like in the fact of, like, I always think that if you die, you go on to somewhere else. So if you are staying here, there's obviously something wrong. So you chat with them.
That's just your perception of
whatever
you decided to believe, yeah.
But then you chat with them to be like, hey, what's going on? Are you all right?
Well, when we're asking questions to get the recordings, which are, you know, the EVP recordings, we'll ask them, what is your name?
Really?
Why are you here?
What is, like, I guess everything's always different.
Yes. And the voices are different. And sometimes we get more than one voice at once.
Is that electric voice phenomena or something like that? Okay.
EVP.
I can explain that, actually.
Yeah.
We hear different frequencies, and our human range is very limited. There's obviously more frequencies on the low side and on the high side. Mm-hmm. And on our recordings, we're finding that they're coming in under our listening, our ears.
Right.
The sound waves that come through our ears, it comes in under that or over that.
Right.
They're not – and the things that – I think the things sometimes when we do hear something in an investigation that our recorders do capture, it's coming in on a range where we can hear it.
Gotcha.
So there's you know, there's a range of sound that we can't hear with our ears that our recorders actually can. I think our recorders – my recorder records down to about 40 hertz.
Right.
And I think I think I stopped hearing things at about 150 hertz.
Right. Recorders, they – especially if it's quiet – like say at nighttime because it's – you know, you don't hear as many cars on the road and stuff like that. If you're in a very quiet area at night and you turn on like a digital recorder, you can pick up like ambient sound that you don't hear. You know, like, I don't mean crickets. Obviously, you'll hear that. But just things that you don't hear.
Right. Well, you're talking about decibels. I'm talking about hertz. I mean, something could be loud right in your recorder yelling.
Oh, okay.
Because of the range, we cannot hear it. We're not capable of hearing it.
Okay.
I mean, I could play tones on my phone that would make a child scream and climb a wall. Right. But we, as adults, can't hear it.
Right.
So it is possible that things are talking that we can't hear.
Now, is that considered to be, like... Again, and I'm just going with this because, you know, I got to ask questions. But is that, on your end, is that considered to be like a parallel, like, area? Not universe, that's too broad. Like, just, you know what I'm saying? Like a dimension? Is that considered like another dimension or something for you guys? Like,
you know, it is.
How do you explain that? That's why, you know what I mean?
It is possible. And you know, I was told, you know, some of the things that I capture, oh, well, your recorder could be picking up radio waves. Well, my recorder doesn't pick up music. Mm-hmm. I've never heard music, but I've heard words, I've heard sentences come across my recorder that nobody there said that. And then usually I do have two recorders, and sometimes, most of the time, one recorder captures one and the other one doesn't.
Right. Okay.
So, and it's coming across loud for whatever reason. I don't know what they are. I don't know what it is, but can't explain it. As somebody with a scientific mind, I can't explain how a voice ends up on my recorder that wasn't there.
Right.
Have you ever heard animals?
Yes.
Shut up.
Yes, actually, I've heard horse hooves on like cement in an old stable area. Have had a cat meow.
Yes.
As a matter of fact, the director of our group the director of our group actually saw an apparition of a cat.
Shut up.
So
how about ferret? You ever hear of a ferret?
No ferrets. Not yet.
Lucifer.
But you got
her ferret died.
Aw. Yeah. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Oh, it was years
a while ago.
Yeah.
But you know, with these voices, with these sounds, we do have checks and balances within the group. When we do put our evidence together for reports, if we get an EVP, we're going to send it out to the team that was in the same room as us. Can you go to your recorder at this time? Because we timestamp everything.
Right.
And let's listen. And if it's on all the recorders, we take a look at the megahertz because, you know, maybe it was an audible disembodied voice, which do exist.
Mm-hmm.
Or if it's just on one recorder and none of the others, unexplainable.
Okay.
And we also do have, too, is if we're in doubt, we throw it out. I don't care how good a piece of evidence it is. If there's a little doubt in our mind that it could be another investigator, we simply can't use it.
Right. Okay.
So.
Mm. Wow, that's interesting.
That is interesting. So, in your experience, I don't know if you can even say this, but like, are ghosts always like really old?
No, we found that ghosts range from children to teenagers to adults. We've had foreign languages come across our recorders.
Well, you're screwed, miss.
A lot of Native American.
Yes.
And, you know, again, we have things that come across from years ago. At Fort Mifflin, there was an EVP caught that somebody introduced themselves as John Baptiste in Casemate 5. I don't know if you're familiar with Fort Mifflin and how it's put together.
I actually work right up the road.
Okay. So the casemates are very active. And later they found out after doing some research that John Baptiste did indeed exist at the fort in the jail.
Holy shit.
So there's kind of a historical reference to an EVP that...
That's awesome, because that was one of the questions I was going to ask you.
Mm-hmm.
If you ever, like, I don't know, talk to a celebrity ghost or something...
I want to hit
I had
you
a beer with James Gandolfini last night.
I want to hit you in the head with something heavy so bad.
But, like, I guess, like, when I think of ghosts, right, I think of, like, old-timey, like, they've been dead for, like, hundreds of years.
Like, so you think they have, like, Victorian dresses on and shit
like
that?
Yeah, and, like, war hats and shit. Like
war hat.
I don't know. Like,
that's a good one.
But I always think that, like, maybe they have to be somewhere else for a little bit, and then they're like, all right, do you want to go, like, haunt shit? You can go haunt shit.
And if they're from that long ago, that's how it's all mnemonics.
Haunt shit.
Yeah, haunt shit.
Well, you know, I would imagine that their perception of time is much more different than ours.
I would think so.
If it even exists.
It probably doesn't, which is fucking cool.
Because, but, you know, again, none of this can be proven, but to them, what we would consider years is probably instant to us.
Fuck. Do you ever, like, go into somebody's house and they're like, I think my mom or dad or sister or brother is, like, haunting our house or whatever, and they just died? Or are people always dead for a really long time?
No, I've had some instances where recent deaths
really
have appeared, yes. As a matter of fact, I do have a story, a personal story, where I was with a group of friends, and I saw with my own eyes, because I told you guys I've seen them, a woman come out of the back. I knew she wasn't real. Sometimes they're solid, but this one was kind of almost looked like a mirage. She was in a hospital gown. She had white hair with, like, red streaks in it. Very, very specific what I saw. And I mentioned it to the group of people, and the girl next to me said, you know, my aunt looked just like that, and she just died 3 hours ago. The woman was in a hospital gown. So, again, you can look at me like I'm out of my mind, but I saw it with my own two eyes. Mm-hmm. That's why my mind is so open. And then to have somebody sit next to you saying, that pretty much sounds like my aunt that died a couple hours ago.
Dude, that's so badass. Do you think you're born with that, or is that something that you can make happen?
That's a good question. I was thinking, yeah. Like, I wonder if that's like a gift. Because I don't have it.
Well, you know what? From a sixth sense, from an ability that's not one of our five senses, mm-hmm. I think we're all capable. I think our brains are capable of...
Oh, tons more.
Yeah, tons more than we can ever even imagine.
Fucking right.
Again, and Dan... Dan's been working on a lot of theories regarding that as well, okay. Especially with the sound waves. One thing we discovered about me, because I do hear, see, and feel a lot,
mm-hmm.
I can hear decibels or megahertz. I can hear hertz much, clear. Was it higher?
Yeah, I mean, if I play a sound that we can't hear, we might not react to it. She might not hear it. She can feel it. She can actually feel it. Because
how does that work?
It's actual sound waves. It's actually sound waves. It sends shivers up her spine.
Really?
Yes.
And we didn't do that. He actually got software and started playing the sounds. Right. And he wouldn't even tell me. He turned it on. I felt like my ears were going to explode. And then he kept going higher and higher. And eventually the sound changed tone and then faded away. But I still felt like this weird sensation. You know when sometimes you're standing and your ears clog and you hear a ringing?
Yeah.
Yeah, that happened to me.
That's exactly what would start happening to me. My ears would clog. I'd start hearing a ringing. And then he would go higher, and then it would just almost be like an energy field around me. So this was something. Dan was playing these tones, and I was feeling physical changes within my body. So that's another theory to work on,
At any point, did you feel like a temperature change, like in your body? Like, did you all of a sudden get flush or get cold?
No, not with the sounds, no.
Okay, all right.
So is sound more important or is feeling more important?
I did a little research because, you know, I had questions and I was very curious. And it seems like all the things that I've read, it seems like EVP is basically the most popular thing to catch something than anything else, including like infrared and you know, night vision or what was the other one? EMF?
EMF.
Yeah, EMF.
Which is, by the way, natural.
Yeah, it's natural, yes. Right, right. It doesn't really detect anything so much as it detects change. Is that right?
Correct.
Okay.
And could be an indicator that you have something going on, especially if your reading falls in a certain range, right, which is between a 2 and a 7.
Okay.
That potentially could have activity in front of you. Below is probably natural energy from the earth. Above is an ungrounded wire.
Okay.
But they use that to go through, like somebody could go through your studio and say, you know what, your board there is just emitting this huge EVP burst. Do you feel nauseous? You'd be like, you know, as a matter of fact, I do feel nauseous when I stand in front of it. Well, it's because you're...
Only when I'm in front of a mirror.
But we've found that a lot of times is people are laying in bed complaining about being nauseous, a lot of energy on them. Their clock radios are emitting high EMF. Yeah. We say, move your clock radio.
No kidding.
It's that simple.
That's funny because I wake up a lot with a headache. Almost every morning. I think personally because I'm probably suffocating.
Where's your alarm clock?
It's on the nightstand right
now. We would come in here if we were doing your house, mm-hmm, and you were sensing things. We've had investigations where people are seeing things, they're hearing things, and it might be just simple as an ungrounded wire behind a wall. Mm-hmm. And an abnormal EMF can make you hallucinate, can actually make you hear things and
no
see things.
No kidding.
Yes.
See, Miss, you don't need
but
drugs.
But that alarm clock, I mean, that alarm clock could be dangerous. Especially if it's a cheap alarm clock, it mm-hmm could be, giving off a high EMF.
Oh, it's sharper image.
It could. No.
What happens if you're exposed to too much EMF?
It just makes you feel nauseous.
Oh, that's it?
Yeah.
But it won't, like, give you cancer?
No.
Okay.
No.
The EMF exists pretty much everywhere.
Yes.
And anything gives it off. Like, I think even our bodies do. Like, our organs, skin, like, anything gives off a certain amount of, you know, EMF. From what I read, I don't know if that's real or whatever, but
it's a very small amount. Why you're going to know when you get within the range. But understand this too. I mean, we have a perfect example that we had that sunspot that just faced towards the earth and let off a huge solar storm, mm-hmm, that's coming our way. That's a huge magnetic storm that will affect EMF levels.
Okay.
As a matter of fact, if we do investigations during that storm, we can't bring our equipment in that measure EMF because it won't give us a proper reading.
Gotcha. So it will interfere with you.
And people could – you'll find you're going to have a change in – you might get headaches.
Right.
You might feel nauseous. For nothing supernatural, it's a natural occurrence from the sun.
Wow.
So.
Wow. So I guess like even those meters would probably would detect a change if, say, you were in an airplane. Right? I guess because you're up higher and maybe there's a little more EMF up there, I'm assuming.
Well,
I'm
thinking that the magnetic storms are so strong that I don't think you would be able to get much of a reading at all, to be honest.
Okay.
I think it would really trip up the instruments.
Yeah, that's...
That's why...
Yeah, you certainly couldn't trust them. You couldn't trust your readings.
So. Right.
Now, you talked about the EVPs. We're now experimenting. We're capturing things with are you familiar with the Kinect camera for Xbox?
Yes. Yeah.
Well, we've been hooking them up to our laptops.
Okay.
And I actually put a link up on your Facebook page.
Okay.
Of something we captured at, was it Pennhurst?
Yes.
Pennhurst Asylum.
Whoa. I've been there.
But there's something that we captured on our video, on our computer. It actually says there's a human form sitting in a chair. So I started recording, and it captured this thing, whatever it was, that's in human form.
That's a genius idea.
It is.
You're like the first person to do that.
No, actually.
Because I've never seen it on any of the shows or like documentaries
There's people in the field are starting to experiment with that, but it's using infrared technology.
Right.
And if you're familiar with infrared, you know, and that, again, that goes the same reason why there's things on this earth that can exist that we can't hear.
Right.
We also have a limited light range,
right,
as far as our light spectrum. There's infrared light that we can't see. There's UV light. There's microwave light. Mm-hmm. There's all kinds of light range that we cannot see with our own eyes. Yet we know that if this room was completely pitch black, I wouldn't be able to see you, but that doesn't mean you're not there.
Right.
So, but with the help of infrared and the Kinect camera is using infrared. If we put a Kinect camera in here, it would put a million dots throughout this whole room.
Right.
And it uses those dots to determine depth and human form.
Right.
And movement because of the games you
play.
Right,
exactly.
You know? So there's some interesting things we've been capturing with the Kinect camera.
But if ghosts are invisible, then how does the camera even pick it up?
That's a good question.
It's using heat signature. Infrared determines heat signature. So everything has a depth, a heat signature. Like this has a certain heat signature.
And even a ghost does?
And even a ghost does.
Shut the fuck up.
And that it actually explains shadows. It explains a lot of things. And,
oh, will
and
it pick these, up a shadow?
These Kinect cameras have been picking up shadows as well.
Yes.
That's badass.
They've been picking up masks without the skeleton. Just a mask walking in front. And also picking up skeleton without mask.
What?
That's even, yeah, just a skeleton. That's freaky.
That is freaky.
Tough to explain that. Tough to...
It's, yeah. I mean, it's interesting as
yeah.
fuck.
Yeah, now, I mean, we're not claiming that there's something sitting in that chair, the computer is saying something sitting in that chair, not us.
Right.
So, you know, and we would use that, we would take it with a grain of salt, and we would use our other, you know, evidence that maybe something went off, or one of our equipment went off, or we captured an EVP at the same time that would say, hey, I'm sitting in the chair. You know, we would try to put all that together in a report.
Right.
But with the interaction,
mm-hmm.
we actually, the skeleton itself interacted with an investigator.
A skeleton?
Yeah, it's not. It's this the stick figure that the Kinect.
Okay. Oh yeah.
Creates
yeah.
Interacted with another investigator.
You're kidding.
No.
So it picked up like something that interacted with the investigator, and
correct.
You saw it on the. Wow.
What did it do? What did they do?
It reached up to the investigator.
You go on our web. If you go on our web Facebook page, you'll see.
I'll check it out.
Yeah, I haven't checked it out yet, but he posted it up there.
That's insane.
That's crazy.
That
right?
is insane.
Yeah.
What do you think of these? Portals, like there's, like you said, there's portals to
like to, other dimensions.
Yeah, like that's where the ghosts come from. Like there's this place. I don't know if it's Ohio.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like I read a lot of theories. A lot of people think they come from a parallel dimension,
right?
And they can come in and out either if they choose, or sometimes by no choice of theirs at all.
Right. I shared a story on. I think it's on my page, but people came in, cops and EMT people came in there and. They claim to see the kid like walking up the walls and
where
stuff
is this
like
at?
That. I think it's Ohio.
Okay.
They took a picture and there's like a figure in a window. I'll show you when we're done. But
is this a house or is it like
a house?
Okay.
And I think the mom, they took the mom out and like a stretcher. I don't know. Some they say the house is haunted, mm-hmm. but it's a portal to hell.
Bobby Mackey's.
Well, that's another thing, though. Now you say a portal to hell.
Well, other people have witnessed this. Social work.
Right. No, but I'm saying a portal to hell. Again, yeah. hell is improving.
Well, they're saying hell, but, you know.
Right.
There's a portal somewhere.
Obviously, it's not a good place, is what they're saying.
No. No, because it's whatever is taking over their bodies or scratching them. And
That was actually something I want to ask. I lost my train of thought. Have you guys ever had, like, marks on your, like, person, basically?
Yes.
Because I've read that, too, that people have had scratches and stuff like that. So I was just curious if you've ever come across that.
Yes. I've had physical interaction.
Right.
You know, to understand, just because you're scratched doesn't mean it's a mean spirit or something it wants to really hurt you. We've had an investigator who literally had a little girl trying to get her attention. And she wouldn't pay attention to her. And the little girl pushed so hard that she scratched her. All she wanted was her attention.
Right.
She didn't mean to hurt her.
And they noticed this immediately when it happened, or it was something you saw later on?
It's you notice it immediately. You feel it. It's a burning sensation. And
so it's
then,
like being scratched, basically.
Pretty much. Yes.
Mm-hmm. That's what I mean. Like, I would like, it's freaky to hear, but I'd be like, I don't have an explanation for that.
No.
Being a skeptic, I don't have an explanation for that. But I'd love to know what the hell happened. You know what I mean? Like, how's that possible? Like, if you just said to me right now, like, look at my arm, and you just show me your arm, and I saw that your hand wasn't on your arm and you were doing it, I'd be like, okay, you need to leave. You know, like, what's
actually, you need to leave.
Yeah, I need to leave, right. Like, what the hell's going on? You know what I mean? So that's that.
I'm about to get a handy from the ghost. Fuck out.
This is handy.
I just saw something on the news. It was a bit about that. The cameraman left because he got scratched a little bit, so they were all freaked out and, like, left the house.
And this is Ohio again?
No, I don't know where this is at.
I saw that one.
Yeah, you saw that one?
Yeah.
It was, like, on the news. The reporter was...
It was local news?
No, this was somewhere else.
Yeah, be a little more specific.
Sorry. It's not local news.
Well, there's nothing more helpless than when you do get scratched and you don't know where it came from, especially when it's in the middle of your back where you can't reach.
Right.
And that... or you know, you're feeling it while you're walking, and all of a sudden you look down and you have like this mark on you.
Right.
It's a pretty helpless feeling, but then you have to understand where it really came from and what really happened.
Are some ghosts more powerful than other ghosts then? Like, how come some touch you and some don't? And how come some makes marks and some don't?
That's a matter of energy. Another theory we work on is that those who have passed require energy to manifest or talk. And if there isn't enough energy, they won't have enough power behind them to be powerful.
And the energy comes from what?
It could come from you. It could come from batteries. It could come from your electricity. It could come from the solar storm coming towards the Earth. It could come from high tension wires, anywhere that they
can. Is there a solar storm currently coming here?
Yes.
So then, like, all the ghosts are going to go crazy, probably.
Well, I'll tell you, we pay attention to, we do pay attention to solar weather.
I hope you took aspirin before you came.
Because that we do find that it that and during thunderstorms, some of the activity is heightened.
Huh. Fuck.
You're right over there.
It doesn't really, honestly, though, from what you've told me, it doesn't sound like you're in any kind of trouble.
Did you say you're worried?
I don't know, man.
What are you feeling right now? I'm just curious. Like, I want your reaction after hearing all this.
I feel like it's going to get aggressive. I don't know why.
With what? Are you talking about your house specifically?
Yeah. I have no
idea. You're just paranoid.
Yeah, it hasn't up to now with your friend, with your roommate.
Maybe it's just like feeling me out. No, because Christina's like the coolest person ever. I'm not.
It could be your fear of the unknown playing into.
Do they know that? Are they like, this bitch is scared, let's freak her out?
It depends on the. If you're dealing with that residual again, though. If you're dealing with something that's intelligent and will interact with you, you know.
I won't even talk about this when I'm in the house.
Mm-hmm, which is probably a good way to be.
Don't even think it.
See, they can't read your mind, right?
No, they can't.
They can't, right?
And no Ouija boards. Yeah.
Right? No Ouija boards, right? They're bad.
It's a board, but you know.
It's
a game.
But it's because you're communicating with them.
Correct.
That is the bad thing.
Correct.
I'm learning so much, guys.
We've been talking about that for a while now, that we were going to bring in a Ouija board.
See, I'm not fucking doing it.
No, you're not doing it now?
I'm going to do it here. I'm not going to do it at my crib.
Yeah, okay. No problem. We'll accommodate you.
Maybe you should turn on a recorder.
Get a digital voice recorder and just... leave it on while you go to bed.
But just remember, if you start that communication, that could increase your activity.
Look at her face. She just turned white.
Don't talk to it. Just put it on.
It doesn't matter. If they think you're communicating with them, they'll come in. Yeah.
Do you think they think I'm communicating with them now?
No.
You're not using any instruments or anything.
I don't. But I talk to myself a lot. I don't talk to them, though. But I talk
to
myself.
They know you're stupid.
Do you think they're like, oh, she's...
if they have high-speed internet and like the Jersey Jerks. maybe they're listening.
Just direct communication.
We don't recommend it.
Can they attach themselves? Like if she comes here and can it like follow her?
Like a monkey on her back?
That's a good, like take my energy and just be like, what's up?
Most likely it's where it is for a reason.
Right.
And if it was going to, it would have.
Okay.
So, you know, the spirits are at certain places because they like where they're at. Family members generally will follow you because they're protecting you.
Okay.
And, you know, otherwise, if I ever have had something even be remotely interested in me, they lose that interest real fast because I'm not that interesting. So they'll go back to where they came from.
Well, that's your opinion. You know, you never know. I mean, no,
you never know, but generally I don't have a problem with it.
Right. So.
She plays with things under the bed.
There you go.
Hey, I'm a lonely woman. I have to play with things under the bed.
I love this conversation.
You're going to get out of control real fast.
Well, when the spirits are around, it drains the batteries, all right?
Oh, my God. Yes.
What batteries?
That's funny.
What's the worst? What's the worst thing you've experienced? Not worst, but I guess
like
most
violent.
Not violent,
anything
but just,
violent?
Just something that was just
violent.
Right in front of your face. And you're like, this is it. Like, this is, I wish everybody could see this. Is there anything that just in your mind is like, this could be big if everybody can see it?
Well, you know, again, I'm going to go back to Gettysburg because of the amount of activity out there that is visual.
Do you think Valley Forge would be a similar type of place or no? I know it wasn't a real big, it wasn't as big as Gettysburg as far as like battles, but do you think that there's a possibility that there would be something like that there? Because I'm closer.
Absolutely.
I don't want to drive all the way to Gettysburg, and I drive actually through Valley Forge a lot, so I wouldn't mind just stopping, sitting there, and just watching, you know?
Well, any battlefield will trap energy like that. Gettysburg is particularly active because of all of the granite, like I said before, that is there. There are some lakes and water around there as well. But I had gotten done an investigation one night. It was about 4 in the morning. And a fellow investigator was with me, and there's a fog that comes up through Gettysburg. They call it the Gettysburg fog, mm-hmm. late, early in the morning. And it just kind of comes up off the ground, and it doesn't go all the way to the sky. It's not a full-blown fog. Mm-hmm. But we saw a pair of purple legs. They were purple. It was just like a purple hue to it. And it was a uniform leg. You can see it. That's all we saw walking towards us, clear as day.
Just a leg.
Two legs walking towards us. Yeah, there was no torso, no rest of the body, just the legs.
How come that shit happens?
Where's like, the rest of the band?
How come only some of it you can see? Like, I don't get it. That's not fair.
Well, for some reason, it couldn't manifest fully. It didn't have enough energy to do so. But
so, if it's like an older ghost, is it like learned ghost
you
tricks?
You're going back to age. That's not what she's saying.
No, but I mean, like, say it's been ghost a ghost tricks. For
what
a really
are you
long
time.
Say it's been a ghost for like a really long time. No, like say this ghost is 200 years old and it's like, I know how to make my legs be shown. What's up? Like, do you know what I mean? Like, do they learn to do their whole fucking spiel once they... Am I making sense?
No, thanks very much.
Like, do you think that's something that they learn over time to be like, I can show somebody my hand. Now I can show them my
I can't wait to read your report on her.
I'm not haunted.
Yeah.
Well, it's possible that, I mean, because some of the equipment that we have things that are, create an EMF field around them and they might go off. They're called REM pods and they have V pods that, you know, if you go in with that in the space, in the ball of space, it'll trigger an alarm. And we've had investigations where it seems like that type of equipment goes big in one specific spot, you know, and then other places it doesn't go off at all. And we could, you know, I have things that are manipulated by static that light up or trigger an alarm based on static. Mm-hmm. And there's investigations where they're, you know, they're able to manipulate them easily, where other investigations, they never go off. Right. And the other things go off. So it all depends. And, you know, they obviously can learn. And they're human.
Right.
I mean, it's just like we can learn.
Right.
It's kind of very, very similar to the movie Ghost, where they were trying to learn how to, you know, push the...
Would you believe I've never seen it?
The movie Ghost?
Yeah. You're talking about the Patrick Swayze one?
Right.
Yeah, I've never seen it. I know I see the famous scene when she's making the pottery, but I've actually never watched the movie before. I guess I'm one of the few people.
And who's standing behind you when you see this?
When I see what?
This visual that you're having with Patrick Swayze.
I'm not having a bit. No, I seen, like, on TV, I seen the famous scene that they always talk about where she's making pottery or something. I don't get the joke.
Is his hands on the in your shoulders or is it on
There's
the
nobody behind me. I'm not at the doctor's office. What's going on here? I'm like, wait, what? Wait, who's behind me? What are you talking about? Like, are you playing with me? Like, looking behind me now. Like, what are you talking about?
He's actually more open-minded than we thought. When
Who,
we were
me?
Here. Yeah.
I think it's more politeness. I really don't want to upset anybody. I mean, like, and there's nothing really I'm holding back. It's just a matter of, like I find everything you guys have been saying absolutely fascinating, really. And I think it makes for, you know, a great show. I'm trying to picture myself, like, with you guys or, like, another group of researchers. And I think I would be, like, the biggest pain in the ass.
See, that was me last year.
I just don't. I know. See, and that's what I mean. Like, you're saying that's how you were last year, and now it's not so. But, like, even when you tell me about the EVPs, I'm thinking, you know, sound travels.
Exactly. That's a theory a lot of people have, that radio and things like that.
I read something about the Krakatoa volcano. Like, I don't know how long ago it was, but I think it was like a couple hundred years ago. It erupted, and they said it was heard for like almost 3,000 miles. Like, that's far. Mm-hmm. I mean, granted, a volcano erupting is pretty loud, but still, to hear it that far away, that's far. Absolutely. You know.
Now, we were at Rolling Hills up in New York, another asylum, and we were actually showing them the Kinect system and stuff like that, and they invited us up there, and we kind of went off on our own. It was Kim and I, and we went into a room that was supposed to be Nurse Emma's room. And we go in Nurse Emma's room, and they teach us to, when we're interacting with something that we can't see, kind of act like they're sitting in front of you. Don't talk down to them. You know, nothing demeaning, nothing, you know, that's going to upset them. So we were, at one point I said, you know, Emma, could you stand next to Kim? I might be able to get your picture. Mm-hmm. And Kim actually said, and I have this on the recording, Kim actually said, well, Emma, there's a chair here. Why don't you sit down, you know, and we can get your picture. At that point, my recorder captured a male voice whispering, are they seeing us? And a female whisper came across saying, I don't know. Now, it was only Kim and I. Now, you can say sound travels.
Right.
There's no explanation on how they were actually – I mean, it seemed like they were responding to us.
See, that's the thing, too. So you heard those exact words, right?
On the recorder. I have a recording.
On the recorder. Yes. Right. So now, does it come over crystal clear?
Crystal clear.
So it's like the way we're speaking.
Yes.
Crystal clear.
Yes. Now, very faint. It's very faint. It was in a whisper. Both of them were in a whisper.
Obviously, yeah. You didn't hear
but them. But we were actually acting as if we were talking to them like they were right in front of us.
Right.
And it actually intrigued them a little bit because it's something they must have thought maybe we were seeing.
Okay, so you were being cordial and they basically were like, wait a minute, do they actually see us?
That type of thing. Exactly.
That's pretty fast. See, that's fascinating.
And now, you could go into an investigation being skeptical and record that and you're going, I can't explain it, but whatever. Go on to the next one and have the same thing happen again and again.
And that's the kind of, that's where like I hit a crossroads because I don't know if it's just plain stubbornness, but like something in my mind will not allow me to take that as, all right, then yeah, there's definitely something going on here. You see what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
You would want to find a
reason of how that happened.
Yes. Like I need to, I don't know.
But believe it or not, that's how we function. We want to find reasons.
I'm about to join. Do I get a proton pack?
But we have to approach it like that. Right. Otherwise, the whole thing loses credibility, the little credibility it has.
Well, yeah, it's obvious you guys aren't like, you know, have this like secret cult thing. Like, yeah, we're going to make this happen.
Exactly.
Could you imagine if I was one of them? I would be there was 30 ghosts there.
Chapter 11 by tomorrow.
But it's, you know, there. You cannot argue with this interactive talk that happens on the recorder. When you ask, what is your name? And you hear Jennifer come across. Again, you could say coincidence, but there's only so much coincidence.
Yeah, like,
you can
talk up. And realistically, and again, this is something that I don't know, but realistically, in my mind, I would think if I'm holding a digital voice recorder and I'm in a room and there's nothing going on, and I ask, I don't know, a random question, like, what's the score to Flyers game? You know,
they're not going to know that.
Just bear with
me. They're losing, obviously.
Bear with me. Yeah. And then,
she's
like,
so close minded.
Right. Yeah, no. Yeah. We need to put her in an asylum.
What if it's Pelle Lindbergh? He's probably a big fan.
Well, yeah. But like that's what I mean. Like, what if I hear something later on and I'm sitting there and I'm thinking, you know, there's no fucking way. You know, like, I think I'm losing my mind. Like, I'll attribute it to me going crazy. Before I say, well, no, there's someone who's obviously a fan that told me to score the game. Now, if I ask that random question and someone says 2-0, I'll probably just swallow my tongue and die there because that's a pretty random question to just ask in the middle of nowhere. But see, that's my thing. I can't prove, not that I can't prove, realistically in my mind, a digital voice recorder, you know, I wouldn't think that it would pick up something so far away. You know, like say the house across the street, they happen to be watching the Flyers game or whatever. So for me, it would immediately, you know, the hairs would raise up. Be like, oh God, what is going on? You know, but is it possible that it could pick up sound from like across the street in another house?
It is.
With four walls?
Actually, it is.
Okay.
A lot of these recorders with external mics are very, very sensitive.
Sensitive,
yeah. They're dictaphone recorders. They have to be able to pick up that stuff. Mm-hmm. And you will get investigators on the first floor talking. That's why we tag things too. If we hear a party outside that you can barely hear, we're going to say it on the recorder.
There's something
going on outside. Mm-hmm. Somebody sniffs or whispers, we say it on the recorder.
Oh, okay.
And plus, again, if we get something, we're going to compare it to the other people on the team.
Gotcha.
See who has what on the
same
time.
That you have a team that you don't share anything with and have them go in blind.
Correct.
I think that's kind of like the newsroom. The red team,
yeah,
you know, where they tell the story. They don't know if they want to put it on air, so they have someone in with fresh eyes look at it.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like that. It's pretty cool. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It also eliminates any kind of prejudice. I mean, if the homeowner says, it's my grandmother, we're going to have people walking in saying, you know, is this the grandmother? Mm-hmm. And kind of leaning towards mm-hmm. that when it may not be the grandmother at all.
Right. That's pretty interesting. Wow. That's great. You guys want to take a break? Stretch your legs a little bit?
Yeah. Sure. Yeah. Take a break. Yeah.
That's cool. Missy.
We'll be right back. We're going to take a break.
Christ.
Got a lot of sharks out there trying to take a bite of something. What's hot? A lot of chameleons out there trying to change up anytime something new comes along. Everybody wants a bite. Don't happen overnight. So you want to be a rock superstar?
Hey, let's talk about Tweaked Audio.
Okay.
What do you want to talk about? You want to talk about their great deal?
Yes. The fuck?
You want of course. To talk about their amazing colors?
Do you know what their amazing colors are yet, miss?
I know that there's 7.
Yes.
Good call.
That's a good start.
Ding!
Let's guess the colors.
Okay.
One at a time.
Pink.
Ding!
What's the next one?
Right.
Go to tweakedaudio.com, type in the code word jerks. 33% off. Not fucking 10%, not 15%, not even 20%, 33% off and free shipping. And you can pick from 7 different colors, red, blue, green, yellow, pink, black, silver,
ding,
and wood grain. And there's also 7 styles. Tweaked.
Ding.
PB.
Ding.
California.
Ding.
Parkour.
Ding.
Parkour 2.
Ding.
Classic.
Ding.
Natural.
Ding.
Those are the different styles.
You're right. You're goddamn right.
And they also come in 2 different features. Mic'd.
And
on mic. Yes. In case you want to talk on your phone, get the mic. If you don't, just want to listen to shit, don't get it.
Ding.
Right. Works with all MP3 players.
Ding.
All Apple.
Ding.
All Android.
Ding.
And most phones.
Ding.
It's always good for that windbag over there, just laughing.
One of these days, he's gonna have a heart attack.
Exciting deals!
Again, go to tweakedaudio.com.
Ding!
Type in cohort jerks.
Ding!
Get 33% off.
Ding!
Free shipping.
Ding!
It's worth it.
Ding!
It's amazing.
Ding!
All right, we're done.
Nope!
Jesus Christ! Area 51 is in Nevada?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we're back. Marco usually brings us back in.
No, you do.
No,
well,
I
both
don't.
Of you do.
Yeah.
We fight over it.
Yeah.
Yes. I actually have a question while it's still fresh in my mind. We were just outside and we were chatting about things that they have seen, and they were at some courthouse. What courthouse was it again?
Mount Holly Courthouse.
Mount Holly Courthouse. And you were saying how, like, earlier you were saying about how ghosts have, like, free, like, they have free will like us, so they can, like, come and go as they please. So I have a question, multiple questions, I feel like, and we turned into. So you said that you heard a little girl saying, like, save me. Why would she want to, like, why do you think that a ghost would?
Well, let's tell the story. That way people listening understand what you're talking about, because then it's just.
I want them to tell the story because they told it better.
Well, yeah.
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 Okay. Well, we were in Mount Holly Courthouse in Burlington, and this is the first time I was there. Mount Holly, yeah. Burlington County. We were doing an investigation. We actually had, it was Kim and I and another investigator and 2 reporters that were going along with us just to check out what we were doing. And, you know, Kim is sensitive and she was sensing something. She was saying there's a little girl here that is needing our help. Mm. And, you know, at the time I was new. I'm like, why is a little, there's no little girl in a jail cell. I mean, this is insane, you know? So I actually walked away. And went to another room by myself, and because I do that. And then Kim had sent me, after the investigation, Kim sent me an audio clip saying, see, I remember me saying there was a little girl? And she sends me this audio clip of a man saying, the kid. And that's all he said was, the kid. So I actually, because it was kind of, there was a lot of noise down. It was in the basement, and there was a lot of noise. It was a lot of boiler noise. So I tried to clean it up with my audio. And when I cleaned it up, I removed the background noise. But before the man says the kid, I heard a little girl saying, save me. At the same time, Kim saying, there's a little girl here saying, you needing our help. I sent it back to Kim, didn't tell her what I captured. I said, listen, I cleaned this up. I need you to take a listen to it. When she played it, she went, oh my God, I totally missed that.
Right.
You know, so she actually heard the girl too.
Right.
Things like that are interesting.
Yeah.
So do you believe, like, I guess from, like, your own personal opinions, do you think that if something traumatic happens to somebody, they just keep reliving it in the ghost world or whatever?
Not consciously. I think if there's something traumatic that is relived over and over, it is that residual effect, the movie playing over and over. There is no, they don't even know what's happening. There's no awareness there.
Oh, that sounds horrible.
But they would know. It's almost like, you know, the TV. Like the actors are not actually in the TV. They're, right. You know, they don't even know it's happening. It's the same theory.
Okay.
Now, and just because the little girl said, save me, doesn't mean she was in trouble. She could have just not gotten the whole sentence out. She could have been like, save me, you know, food, or it could have been anything she was saying.
Yeah, that's true.
You could have been her babysitter.
Yeah. Never babysit that day in my life.
You know, there's some things that have happened that are kind of interesting too. That it may not be ghosts. I don't know. It might be just energy because the group did an investigation in the cemetery, and they were in front of an older man that passed away. He was probably a grandfather, and it was recent. It was only maybe 2 months. He was buried there for 2 months. At that specific gravestone, they captured a little boy crying. Hmm. A little boy that was crying. So that little boy probably isn't dead. So what was that EVP that was captured of a little boy crying? Was right. it, you know, was it a little boy grieving over his grandfather or, but how we capture him if he's not even dead?
Right, right.
So I don't know, you know.
And he wasn't there.
And he wasn't there, right? We had no little boys on our team. So.
No, obviously, yeah. Mm.
You know, but then again, it's also been explained.
It's a different type of research right there.
It happens. He's getting me back for the Patrick Swayze.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
But, you know, is it possible that the old man came back as a little boy and was just grieving over his own tombstone?
Right. You know, or it could have been like another family member that passed that's...
Or they didn't pass at all. It could have been a living being whose energy got trapped in the granite tombstone and
See,
was released.
That's the shit right there. That blows my mind.
That's fucking
It's
cool.
hard to wrap my mind around mm-hmm. that. It's mm-hmm. so difficult.
But, you know, you think, how do recorders record your voice?
Because I'm talking right into it.
Exactly. But why couldn't, you know, I mean, the theory is that energy is talked to into the stone.
Let
that
me tell
holds
you.
It and plays it back.
If there's a way where we can do a show without being here, I'm all for it. Well, you know. We start laying granite down, you know.
Like, I mean, scientifically, you know, the Wiccans are on to something because, you know, quartz has energy.
Right.
It powers our watches. It powers. Right. A stone actually has enough
energy.
Yo,
I have a shitload of quartz in my room.
That might explain a lot.
I do.
What do you
swear
wait? What, like what for? Where's it from?
My friends buy me stones. I have tons of rocks from all over the place. All over everywhere.
But you have tons of quartz.
Quartz. Swear to God.
And where is it?
All over my room. I have stuff like little balls of quartz. I have quartz.
Experience in her room. You're experiencing the rest of the house. Like outside was your big experience.
Yeah, outside was the big one.
But she's experienced the alarm clock and the lamp.
That right. alarm clock thing really freaked me the fuck out. By the way.
You freak
is
me
that
the fuck
is
out.
That true? Like, is that possible? Will they just change it? Is that their way of trying to communicate through like electromagnetic Johns?
I have actually experienced
EMJs.
Yeah, yeah. I've experienced manipulation of light fixtures and things like that too. Mm. Matter of fact, at the Ghost Hunter store, they have a light in the back room that you could attribute to a short, but it will go off and on if somebody walks by it. Like, it'll just go off. Mm-hmm. And I mean, again, you can attribute that to natural occurrence, but it's kind of weird.
I have
it's
one of those.
Weird.
You know those lamps that you just touch and they don't they turn on, and there's like three different like lighting of it, like it's dark or dim so far. Well, I used to have one growing up, and sometimes I'd walk in the room and it would just turn on, but I'm across the room from it. I'm like, the hell, really? Like. Sometimes I'd come back from school and the light would be on. It's like, what? I know. And to the point where I was so annoyed with it, I got rid of it. I'm like, I don't want this piece of shit anymore. Because it's like, why is it on? It doesn't have to be on, you know? But I never thought anything like that. But yeah, it just seems so sensitive. Because there would be times where I'd wake up in the middle of the night and it'd be on. And that's why I'd wake up. I'm like, this light is so bright. Where is it coming from? This stupid lamp is on. And just like, come on.
Like, I feel like I just figured out how the clapper works.
But seriously.
Is that your problem, really? Like it's the clapper,
the whole problem's the clap.
Shut up. Shut the fuck up. But when you clap, your energy like goes to the light and turns it on.
I think it's that's sound, isn't it?
It's the sound. It's the waves sound. That come to it. Yeah. But see, that's the thing with your lamp, though, too, is it could be paranormal, but it also could be natural. My kid.
I still have it. It's just in the garage.
My kid has this Minecraft redstone mm-hmm. that you tap and the light goes brighter and brighter mm-hmm. and then mm-hmm. it goes off.
Right.
Well, I decided, hey, why don't I try it as a trigger prop, which is what we ask, you know, for them to touch right. so it'll go off. And it never went off in an investigation. I had no luck with it whatsoever. But
you want the lamp?
No. But, you know, sitting on my kid's floor in his bedroom, I walk in his bedroom. If I walk hard, if I step hard enough on that floor, yeah. It goes off.
Right.
Because the vibration sets it off. So the lamp could have been vibration.
That's what I figured. Plus, it was by
especially
the window, too.
Your fat feet.
Yeah, exactly. My thunderous footsteps, probably the whole electric.
Now, if you're telling me you looked at that light and you said, all right, if you did that, I want you to tap that twice. And it went on again.
Oh,
and off.
See, now I want to hook it up for that because I never thought about that.
Because that's what we will do. That's in an investigation. If we have a trigger prop that does go off, we're going to ask them to repeat that on command because we can attribute it. I mean, the static ones could be a static ball from somebody walking by.
Right.
You know, the universals could be, you know, an EMF surge from somewhere. Mm-hmm. So let's ask them to do it again. If they do it again, now we've got an intelligent interaction. So
that's wild. I'm bringing a lamp in. We're gonna have the lamp in here.
All right,
bring it in.
That way, when it goes off, you can freak out, and then we'll be like, "Oh, what are you feeling?"
All right, so say like we do this. What Fob's saying right now, we bring this lamp in, and we're all like chatting with it, and it's fucking touching shit, and the light's going off, and all is crazy. And then it's like, "Oh, I want to follow that girl home because she fucking talked to me."
The lamp reads my thoughts.
No. Oh, like the lamp, like the ghost or whatever that's playing with the lamp. What if it's like, oh, she was cool. I'm going to follow her home. Will that happen since they have free will?
Wow. I just took this the wrong way. Are you saying the lamp is going to follow her home? I'm lost.
No, the ghost that was playing with the lamp.
Oh, the ghost that was, okay.
If indeed you could get interaction from a spirit, again, probably not going to follow you home because if it was here, it's here for a reason.
Okay.
Plus, you made that one ghost leave, and they gossiped. So.
And they said, you know what?
There's an APB on you. Watch out for this crazy bitch.
Yeah. Fuck, man.
Wow. Now, do you guys – the other thing I wanted to ask you about was orbs. I know that's a big popular thing with pictures and stuff like that. That means nothing to you guys?
It's not that it means nothing. First of all, we don't use it as evidence at all.
Okay.
Second of all, we don't believe they are ghosts. We mm-hmm. believe that they're more energy.
Okay.
And plus, when you're taking pictures, you can't tell if what you have is a bug,
right?
Condensation,
right.
Reflection. It's just too hard. And now some people say, yes, there are true orbs that you can see that they are. That's really something.
Right.
Especially if you see something with your own two eyes in the dark, white, go flying by. Mm. Okay. Well, okay. Maybe
that's right.
That's something.
Right.
But it's not a ghost itself. I personally believe it could be the energy that they can draw off of mm-hmm. to manifest. But they have those phenomenons, the blue ball lightning, when it's lightning out and the blue balls come up from the ground.
I've never seen that.
Blue balls.
I felt it. I never seen it. I felt it, but I've never seen it, yeah.
But it could be static, so.
Right.
All right. Wow.
Pizzazzness.
Yeah.
Wait, what was that?
It's his word.
What was that word?
That's my Urban Dictionary word.
What
That's mine.
It was published.
That's mine.
Really?
I published it, yeah.
Say it again.
Pizzazzness.
No.
Pizzazzness.
Don't even bother. It's like
so
fucking maze.
You're actually, you have to, I guess, email them and tell them this word and they have to look it
you
up.
You submit it and it takes a few days and they approve it and they publish it on the
I should do that.
I'd love to see your response. Mm,
they'd be like, they fuck you. Yeah.
She's got so many words that she.
Yeah, I make it's up every. Words all
she
the time.
Can't. Say medulla oblongata. No.
Medulla oblongata.
Well, yeah, I told you that's why.
Yeah,
but
that's not what
she always says.
No,
Abdullah.
I say Abdullah.
I mean, she can't get
I
it.
Can't
There's
say
like
it
a.
Right.
He said it last week. There's like a firewall between her brain and her mouth that doesn't allow things
true.
To, you know,
happen.
Right.
All
right.
I want to change the conversation a little bit, real quick, because I feel like I'm onto something here.
Are we going back to your house and the old man?
No, ma'am. All right. So you think like. You know, since you were a kid, you've had all these experiences because your mind's like open to it, right? And stuff like that.
Well, she was a kid. She wasn't thinking, hey, I'm open minded kid.
No, but
like,
it happened. So you're
she's like, wait a minute.
So this has had happened. So I should probably like go along with it. Do you believe that drugs can open up doors in your brain and then make you more susceptible to this type of stuff?
Please don't give her any power.
I think the problem with using drugs, however, can alter your reality, your perception of reality. Mm-hmm. And then suddenly you cannot take what you see at full benefit because you don't know what you're looking at now.
That's right. I've been saying this shit for 4 fucking years.
You really, you validation. Said that verbatim too.
Fuck. Validation. Thank you.
Yeah, because that orb thing that you said earlier, like if you're sitting in the dark and you see the orb and it like flies by, I'm like, yeah, I used to see that shit all the time.
Do you write on your report? But I was on LSD.
No, it actually never happened while I was on LSD. It was the like 5 to 6 years after I had stopped that it was kept happening.
Jesus Christ.
So I thought that was residual effects from that, obviously.
Well, possibly.
Or it could have been my mind open to shit.
Your mind is probably fried from all the drug abuse.
My mind is not fried.
But she said it perfectly. Now we have it on recording. You're going to be a soundbite now. I'm going to play that soundbite every time you say something.
But the point I'm trying to make is that I wasn't on drugs when I saw those orbs. It was after
I got
the fact.
That, but you've done so many drugs that
your
you're
brain
probably
is damaged.
But my brain could be open, and I was just like, "Oh, these are residual
open
effects.
To damage."
No, man.
Well, the one benefit that you have is that what you saw, no matter how you saw it, you still saw it with your eyes. If you start seeing it again as you go on with your life, you're going to start paying more attention to it.
Yes.
Yeah, but that could also be a memory that you had. Like the first time you saw it.
Or it could be my mind opening.
Oh, my God.
You know, it's possible. I mean, she's experienced things as a little girl, and she's now experiencing things as an adult. And it's possible she is sensitive. Okay. She just hasn't realized how to tap into it. But it is definitely possible.
See, don't do this. Don't do this. All right, you win, okay? There's no need to get me back. You're going to make me have an aneurysm with her on the show. This girl, don't validate any kind of like possible power she thinks she may have. Because
listen, he's not the only one. She's not the only one. People have said it.
People have said what?
That I'm valid in shit that I say.
Yeah, you sound it. It's fucking Webster's Dictionary over there.
Hey, man. I'm not a poet.
Like, all right, here's one of her all-time... My all-time favorite gems.
They don't inject you with science when you're born.
Like, this is something that came out unsolicited, unprovoked. This is one of the many things that she says where it's just like, wait, what? It just...
Oh, there's many more.
Now, how do you validate that comment?
But I don't remember why I was saying that. But I feel like I... It's like you...
Well, they don't inject you with science.
That's right. That's right. But I mean...
I think she's on to something.
Stupid, to put it... stupid bitch.
My mind overpowers science.
How is that possible?
Because it's... Because it's the same thing that I always say is that, you know, everything starts with an idea, man.
That's such a vague.
That's how
vague
I think.
Statement.
That's what the whole. You're not injected with science when you're born. You learn as you grow up and shit.
I don't think you got there yet.
Ah.
Now, my whole point is like I've always been telling her she has such a disconnect with reality that everything to her is either fantasy or make believe or
everything's like grand.
Yeah, like her
the
life.
The squirrel thing. Like, yeah.
Go ahead, tell them that. You might as well. They got to hear it.
Okay.
You already brought it up.
My like parents were like fighting or something. They were getting on my nerves. So I walked up to the school by my house and I was just like, oh, I was like angry. And this squirrel came up to me. It was like, I was sitting on the stoop. It was like 2 feet away from me. It looked like it was talking. It obviously wasn't like, hey, Missy, are you okay? Like, what's going on? You look
Hi.
Upset. But it was like, like it was like squirreling. And
that's her word.
And it was hopping around me to the point where I was like, holy shit, this is happening. This is fucking cool. To the point where I got annoyed. And I was like, all right, I don't know. Go talk to a squirrel. I don't know what's wrong with you. Like, I was yelling at the squirrel, leave me alone. I thought maybe it was a rabid squirrel. But it just seemed okay. But it sat there with me for like 5 to 10 minutes, just like,
that's a squirrel too.
Right in front of me, 2 feet away from me, though. You know?
But you know, you have to understand animals do feed off your energy.
Right.
And if you were that angry,
I was pretty pissed.
That squirrel could have been looking at you as a threat.
Really?
Yeah, well, I used to have a neighbor that used to feed the squirrels, and it would come. They would all come from all over and come right up to that neighbor. So, I mean, is it possible that one of your neighbors feed the squirrels, and they just saw you?
And then was like, yo, feed me. I'm going to annoy you. I had to, like, shoo it away. It was so annoying. I was like, go away.
No, the only reason I buy that interaction, though, is I'm a horse trainer. That's my full-time job.
Oh, cool.
And the horses do react that way. They don't necessarily talk, but their instincts within them.
I was going to say, that's something we definitely have to talk about if they talk.
Their instincts react. And that's why there's a training method called join up, where you do come down to the horse's level and they identify you as part of their herd, and you can literally walk. And they will follow you everywhere without a lead, nothing.
Really?
Yeah, because it's their instinct to identify you as the alpha of the herd.
Huh.
So the squirrel could have just been identifying you either as a threat or something that interested it for whatever reason. Huh.
But then the next day, another squirrel come to me in my backyard. I saw a squirrel eating a meatball.
Yeah, tell him about that.
And then I saw a squirrel eating a meatball, like a little gentleman out of a Wawa cup with two hands. It was so adorable.
Had a bib on.
It had a bib on. Yeah, it
a chef hat.
It looked like it had taken the top off the meatball. You know how Wawa meatballs come in that little cup? It had taken the cup off, like the lid off, and it was like sitting over it. Like,
how do you know it took the lid off?
How did it get it?
I don't know. We had a theory.
How did it carry a big thing?
It cooked it. I was using your grill in the backyard before you got out there.
That was not. That was like on the side of the road.
Yeah, that's where they eat.
Well, no, I have a question, though, about animals. So now that we're talking about that,
Real quick, before you ask the question, do you see that this is not – this is really who she is? This isn't scripted. She's nuts.
I'm not nuts.
I mean, this is – what she just said, that's her. There's no –
You're a little off.
Crazy bitch.
Yeah.
I'm not off.
You're just a little – You know.
I have an imagination.
You fucking wacky ass.
You should be medicated.
Fuck you.
You're fucking mine.
No, but I really want to ask this question.
Are you fucking crazy?
All right. You know how animals can sense your fear and stuff, right? So, like, if
bees.
Bees?
I know bees can sense fear. That's what I heard.
No.
No, actually, I heard that too.
Okay. Thing. I'm not crazy.
Okay, so
I rescue wolves.
You rescue wolves?
Yes.
Where do you see wolves? I've been trying to find fucking wolves forever.
I volunteer for a wolf rescue up in Jackson, Howling Woods Farm.
Jackson. How far is that from here?
It's a great adventure.
Great adventure.
Oh, okay, okay. Oh, yeah, that's a hike.
It's like 40 minutes.
I never see wolves around here.
No, they're not from around here, but they're from other parts of the
country. Well, yeah, I mean, I figured maybe once or twice they'd pass by or some shit like that.
Dude.
I love wolves.
I was hiking the other day, and I saw a fucking lizard in the Pine Barrens.
They're all over.
Yeah, I was going to say.
I never knew that. I lived in New Jersey my whole entire life. I never knew there was lizards.
Poor New Jersey.
It looked like a little bearded dragon.
All right, that's it. I got to leave. I can't take this no more. A bearded dragon? That's what lizards look like now?
That.
Talking about a vagina.
No, a bearded dragon is a type of lizard.
Okay.
It has like whatever.
Go ahead, ask your question.
All right, my question is, if animals can sense your fear, how come they don't want to calm you down? How come they get like angry about it?
No, some of them do, actually. No, look at a dog. Look at dogs.
Dogs.
You think about it. If anybody has a dog here and you're home and you're sad, or they'll come crawl up right next to you and put their head on your lap. I mean, that's kind of fact. I've had a dog do that.
No, I get you.
But if it's a dog you don't know and you act like...
Well...
And then you act afraid and it's like... Rah, 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 and it's like pissed off at you because you're
afraid. What dog makes that noise?
Well, I would imagine, again, that's the instinct, the pack instinct with a dog. I mean, if somebody shows they're afraid, the dog's going to try and be the alpha.
Oh, shit. That's so simple. I can't believe I never thought of
that. So are you.
Again, that goes back to something that we're not able to figure out how our brain works, but maybe the animals do. They obviously don't have the... You know, they can't communicate with speech, so they might be picking up something with the brain waves. There was a video on America's Funniest Videos that I thought was fantastic. There was a family that had a duck in their pool for the winter, and they fed the duck all winter. And they thought it was cute. The next winter, a million ducks. Now, obviously, that duck communicated with all those other ducks.
Oh, sure.
Now, with what? A quack? I mean, how did it tell those other ducks,
at that house, they're going to feed you all winter long.
However they communicate, that's what they did. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But whether it's a quack or, yo, you think it could be like a telepathy thing? Come over. We're doing brunch. So you're saying also is like maybe like a telepathy thing or
something?
Who
knows? All right, Who knows? I mean, they played it because they thought it was funny to see the ducks in their backyard. But
right.
But I it showed me something that animals can communicate without without speech. How do you tell a duck to show up during the winter at this address?
Right.
Fucking A.
They don't have GPSs.
Went
your sound theory.
They're not injected with science.
But what if your sound theory is viable with that? What if because we can't hear it doesn't mean they're not making that noise?
Oh, okay. So it could be something that's under our hearing capability. It.
Oh. Wouldn't their mouths move and shit, though?
No.
Because they could be like grunting, like
duck lips.
They use sign language, asshole.
Sit there and flap their wings in different, like, yeah, whatever.
Should I? Foul language?
Yeah, no. Foul language. Nice, I like that.
No.
Foul language.
That was very punerific.
Punerific. That's another one you got to document.
That's kind of...
So we were talking earlier about you guys tagging along on a ghost hunt.
Yes, we are.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind that. I think that would be kind of fun. Actually.
I think that would be super fun.
I like I said, I think I would be such a pain in the ass. I mean, I wouldn't be saying anything or like trying to ruin it. I'd just be like...
But that's okay.
But I would love for something to happen, though. Now, that doesn't mean that the lights go out and you like slap me in the face. And then you like run over to the other side of the room and be like...
You wouldn't be the first one to slap you with the lights out.
Yeah, like, you know, run over to the other side of the room, turn the lights on, and I'll be like, what the fuck just happened? Yeah, I just think I'd be such a pain in the ass with that. I mean, Chris, do you think, like, how would you... Because, honestly, it's I think it's human nature to be startled by something.
When, yes, it is.
When you don't see it or you don't, you know... I think it automatically startles you. It, like, if you hear... right now, if we just heard a loud boom, we'd all be like, what the fuck was that? You
know?
I think it's just, you know... But that doesn't necessarily mean, you know, whatever. I just... I would want something to start. That's the whole point. Like, I don't want to sit there. Now, granted, like we were talking outside, there's been many times where you guys have gone out and nothing happened.
Exactly.
So I would not be like, and nothing happened, so this is horse shit. You know, like, I would just be like, all right, well, this is the one time that nothing happened. You know, so I would put that in consideration. I wouldn't be like, oh, well, this thing's total bullshit or whatever. It just, nothing happened. I get that. So I don't expect things to happen, but man, it would be nice for some shit to happen.
I would like to experience something.
Yeah.
Well, I'd also recommend you guys bring recorders. You know, you could use your cell phone camera if you wanted to just take pictures around, and we will bring some trigger props with us. We'll put them in the middle of the room. I'll explain what could be a pot. I would tell you to bring it. You know what? I would explain what would be a false positive, because with trigger props, you get false positives and, you know, what to look for and, you know, well, yeah, that might be something if something goes off, and you could get some interaction potentially.
I'm gonna go to a graveyard, like Tombstone. I'm gonna fart and go back there a week later and see if
it does it back to you.
That's what I want to do.
It's good ambition there.
I thought he said I'm gonna go to a graveyard and dig my own grave.
He already did that with his marriage.
1 foot in the grave already.
Oh, man. That's funny.
But, yeah, we can work on trying to get something together for you guys.
Now, would you have a place that you would recommend to start with? Like,
yeah, you know.
Would be a good place for us to go?
Yeah, some kind of historical place would probably be very good. Because,
that would be good.
You know, at least some kind of residual thing would hopefully happen. Mm. I mean, maybe, again, something may not happen. There is more than one occasion that it's been a quiet night. Even at Fort Mifflin, there are quiet nights.
Right.
And then there's nights it goes crazy. So, you know, it's... we have one of the trigger props that I was referring to. It's called a universal trigger prop, where we can attach it to almost anything, and it creates a field of energy that, if that field is broken, the light will go off and it'll make a noise.
Okay.
Dan and I were over at Fort Mifflin. We put it in one casemate. We were down the hall. There was nobody there, and the trigger prop went off. There was nobody around it, so there was no explanation for that. That kind of interaction.
Now, let me ask you this. Is it possible that you say it's an energy field, and if it's disrupted, it goes off, right? Mm-hmm. Is it possible that just maybe the air fluctuates, and that could be
the fluctuation?
Like, that's just a guess. I'm just guessing.
Well, that's not enough to change an EMF field.
Okay.
And also, it never goes off.
Okay.
That thing will never, kind of a bad word, but it rarely goes off.
Okay.
So for it to go off on its own like that was surprising.
Okay.
Very surprising. There are things that do go off all the time. They're easy to manipulate. So mm-hmm. we tend to dismiss a lot of that.
Right, right, so. Right. The other thing I want to ask you guys, because we were talking about this outside as well, you know, the shows, the reality shows that are out there, Ghost Hunters, Ghost Adventures, stuff like that. You guys, I know you told us, you know, off the air, but you guys are not fans because it does a discredit to you guys. Am I right?
It's TV. And unfortunately, TV has to,
entertain. Just dramatize shit.
Yes.
Right. Dramatize, right.
But they embellish a lot on what they get. And if they get something, they just make too much out of it.
Mm-hmm.
And they also do some dangerous things that we don't recommend people do at all. There's a lot of provoking going on that could become dangerous. They do go in places by themselves.
Mm-hmm.
If you trip and fall in the dark and get hurt, there's going to be nobody there to help you.
Mm-hmm.
So, we're...
Well, no, there's the cameraman that you see.
they'll laugh at them. But, you know, if you think about it, I mean, and again, I have friends that do the TV shows. I've known them for a long time. And there's just, they even admit that sometimes things are done that they're not happy with.
Right.
So...
Well, the other thing is also, I wouldn't discredit what they find because, you know, I could show you a lot of my evidence. I could play, you know, audio recordings and video. You don't know if I manipulated them. Only I know if I did something to them.
Right.
So, I mean, have they done things or did they actually capture that? It's kind of cool if they did.
Right.
You know, and, it certainly doesn't take place in an hour.
Right.
You know, or a half hour. But, you know, obviously their investigation probably lasted several hours, if not all night.
Mm-hmm.
And they whittled it down to a few things per hour. So,
but yeah, that's right. I meant discredit, I meant like, does it kind of paint a bad light on you guys for the way you go about things, the way you approach them, the way you investigate? Do they basically, is it like making a mockery of what you guys do?
In some cases, yes. We experienced when the reality shows hit, a bubble was created over the paranormal field. This bubble had everybody and their mother wanting to become a paranormal investigator.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, when that market flooded, we had people that went in that weren't really scientifically oriented. If it moved, it was a ghost.
Right.
They started scaring people. They didn't follow up on their investigations. They didn't give reports. And yes, then the field began to get a bad name because people were taking anything they had and saying, this is evidence.
Right.
They would show you a picture and you look at the picture. There's nothing in the picture.
Right.
Can't you see that? No. No.
Yes. They have glaucoma. They don't even know it. They have a milky eye.
Milky eye.
So that's probably the biggest damage that the TV shows have had is that bubble and the influx of paranormal investigators that were not properly trained.
Yeah, and provoking. You know, you see them, they act, a lot of bravado and, if you can slam this door on my head, you'll show me that you're here.
Right.
You're certainly not going to want to do that in an investigation.
Right.
And it could put others in danger too.
Has there been documented like attacks like that, like where someone was provoking and then something bad happened to them? Like, has that not documented by you guys? I mean, like, do you guys ever hear? I'm sure in your line of work, they have books and references that have been done in the past that say, oh my God, this is what happens when you provoke. We don't want to do that. Like, has that ever been documented before? Someone like getting a door slammed on their head or like a piano dropping from the ceiling or something?
Obviously we couldn't validate that.
I know. I'm saying like, has it happened in the past? Like whether it be,
do you believe it has?
I've actually seen it on public investigations with the historical places I volunteer at where people will say, I want you to hit me in the shoulder to let me know you're here. And somebody down the hall will suddenly go, ow. Well, you know what? They said, hit me in the shoulder. They didn't specify my shoulder. The person down the hall got hurt.
Right.
I've seen things thrown at people. Rocks come out of nowhere.
Really?
Yes.
Like going horizontal.
Well, I couldn't tell it was dark. But they get hit by the rock and they're like, I think I just got hit by this.
Right.
You know, and it hurt. But I've seen it happen where people provoke and it could be trouble. It could. You make a soldier mad at Fort Mifflin, they're not gonna.
You have some gunpowder blown at you. Yeah, that's what I mean. Like because you said it earlier in the show, you were trying to ask if there was any violence, or experience any violence, and I always wondered about that because you see the movies and stuff like that, and granted, it's all entertaining. I love stuff like that, like in the movies, but I've never seen like red.
a case, except for supposed exorcisms. Are you guys into that? Like exorcisms or anything like that?
We're not, the group itself is not, but you know, we don't turn people away. We'll find them the help they need.
Okay.
So.
Okay. Have you ever dealt with someone who supposedly wanted one or wanted one for a loved one? Did anyone ever say, hey, I need to have this person exercised?
Possessed.
You know, not necessarily in those words. They more approach us and say, we're having this issue. And if it's beyond our means, we'll recommend it to somebody else.
Right.
So I wouldn't put that label on it, but
I was just curious to see what other like elements you guys encounter. Like, you know, I know you guys say you work with psychics, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now,
like poltergeists and shit.
What?
Like, have you ever seen a poltergeist?
You know, I have to be honest. I've been doing this for a very, very long time. And although people have said that poltergeist activity does exist because it's an energy exchange, it's mostly hormonal. Young hormonal teenage girls can emit a physical energy that just throws shit everywhere.
That would make sense. That would make tons of sense.
But I've never personally experienced it.
Okay. Okay. Now, what about, I'm just throwing these out there because it seems to be related in some sense. Has there ever been any type of like levitation or levitations, like where, say, an object just starts to rise? Something like that, has that ever happened? Like in your, whether it's you guys yourself being there when it happened, or say someone on your team or someone from your group or someone from your, you know, group, whatever, research department, like has that ever been, because I'm thinking like all these like random terms like telekinesis and, you know, levitation and stuff like that. I'm curious about it. You know, I want to know if that's something that's, I would assume it's a rare thing, a rare occurrence if it happens.
I would imagine so, because I personally have never seen something levitate. I've seen something move.
Yeah, because like I remember you were saying earlier when you see something move, like say between two trees, you know, that was obviously, we were talking about a whatever, a Bigfoot type of character. But that's not, yeah, never mind. But I'm saying, have you ever actually seen something like float from one thing to another without it touching the ground, I guess you could say?
I personally have never seen that. I do know people who have, but because I haven't seen it for myself.
Right.
Again, with a fringe science like this. You know.
Right.
But I would never discount it.
But I can tell you how that's possible.
Sure.
Static electricity can move anything.
Okay.
It can move water. It could move objects. I mean, static, everything, a lot of things are affected by static, whether it be attracted to static or repelled by static. Mm-hmm. So scientifically, things can move by static. And, you know, a lot of our equipment is static manipulated. Mm-hmm. So is it possible that the spirits have static? Is it something that they create when they do manifest? You know, who knows? But, you know, there is some static going on. So, and there's static everywhere.
Yeah, you're just blowing her mind right now.
All right. This is a problem. I've been living where I live now since September 1st. And I seriously just chalked it up to the weather changing. But blow drying my hair is impossible feat now because the static electricity is like insane in my hair. Like I have to rub, after I'm done blow drying my hair, I have to rub dryer sheets through my hair to stop the static electricity.
That could be a problem with the grounding in the house.
Trailer park
I feel
thing.
Like that's what's, fuck you. But that, I feel like everything that you're saying is pointing that there's something must be wrong with the grounding in the house.
Yeah, you could have an electrical problem. Absolutely.
Fuck.
And not that it's going to burn your house down. But you could have something. I mean, is it old copper and wire spooling? Do you know? Because that right there would tell you that's.
I'm going to write that down, though.
Yeah, you write that down, Van Wilder. That'd be your thing.
I will tell you something that I did experience that was interesting was I had been doing an investigation, and in the master bedroom, one of the complaints of the homeowners was that the door to their attic would open by itself. So, of course, the first thing we're going to do is wait for a car to go by. Mm. Nothing. When we shut the attic door, it was an old door that stuck. So you really had to shove it.
Yeah.
And it, you know, you could feel it go into place. We were doing an EVP session, and we actually hear a click, and the door opened all by itself.
A click?
The doorknob turned.
Yeah.
Oh, that kind of click.
That kind of click. Now, the interesting part about it is when we went to shut the door again, I had to shove it hard to make it shut again. It didn't open up after that, but that one time it did open up, and I don't have an explanation for it because there was no to open it myself. I had to literally yank on it to get it open. So that interested me a little bit.
That is
interesting.
Yeah. I mean, cause kind of like this door's a little tough to close.
because the door actually rubs up against the frame.
Right. That's just shitty contracting.
Right. 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 Exactly. Right. But I mean, for it to, you say click, meaning the doorknob is turned.
That's an assumption because it was dark, but that's what I heard.
Right. See, that's what I mean. It's always dark. Such a disadvantage.
I know. You know? Right. You're absolutely right.
Yeah. Like, I would want to do it. Not, I guess it wouldn't be as fun in the daytime because, you know, again, you won't get startled as easy in the daytime if there's tons of light around, but I would want to find stuff. I'd want to actually see the stuff, you know, in great lighting. And
You can. I mean, you can investigate during the day easily.
Right.
And you'll see things just as much. The only thing you won't see is any kind of static related activity because mm-hmm. it's light. So it's right. hard to see,
right.
but if there are apparitions around, you could see them. You can absolutely get AVPs going.
Right.
For no, you know, there's no reason why you couldn't. They're just as active.
Oh, I want in. I want in.
You want to be a Ghostbuster?
I do.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I'll tell you what. I guarantee you that on some level, some weird way, you would probably sense something or feel something.
I don't know.
I think so. That story you told about the wet spot in the house.
Oh, yeah.
Tell them that. So they get an idea what you're...
Yeah, an ex-girlfriend of mine, and right in the middle of her room was a wet spot.
Yeah, not that kind of wet spot. That's probably what the phenomenon was.
Never mind, I debunked it. It was a wooden floor. It was an old house with a wooden floor, and it would just puddle up.
Literally, just from the floor, just water would just appear.
And then I'd go over, I'd look at it, and then 20 minutes later, be gone. That's the only thing I've ever experienced that was a little weird to me.
That's interesting.
Yeah, I don't know. They claimed it was haunted.
Squirrels, huh?
Apparently, squirrels eating wah-wah meatballs.
Yeah. Something I chalked it up to old pipes, you know, maybe some condensation.
Who knows? I mean, that would be cool to investigate, though. I mean, obviously, you know, right. you'd want a second opinion. You know,
absolutely. It was weird, and it happened frequently.
Yeah, but when we send out a questionnaire to
the only thing that was wet in that room.
Yeah, when we send out a questionnaire, I mean, you're going to talk about things like that on the questionnaire, and it's something that we might look into and investigate and see what's going on there.
Right.
Possibly set a camera up.
Now,
if we can catch it.
Is your questionnaire like a general, or do you have ones for different, say, claims? Like, in other words, if someone calls and says, "I hear noises in the attic," do you have like a certain questionnaire for them to kind of gauge on what you guys would be expecting when you go in there?
We have a standard 51 question questionnaire that there's a lot of questions in there that we ask for complete honesty.
Right.
We're not here to judge.
Right.
And
right.
we want to know what we're dealing with. We want to know who to send out. Some people are more sensitive to some things than others. And, you know, some people are more scientific. Some people are, you know, so we need to know who to send out. So the questionnaire, you know, it's just a general questionnaire. What happened? Mm-hmm. Who witnessed it? You know, first time you notice it happening, you know, a lot of times people don't realize there's a consistent thing that happens on a certain day mm-hmm. unless they start putting it down in paper.
Gotcha.
So, you know, I mean, you know, who knows? I mean, everything's affected by weird things. Like, you know,
Missy, you should take the test.
I should.
You probably still fail it. Even though it's not a pass fail, you'd fail it. No, I'm
because
you guys, what would happen is once she fills out the questionnaire and she gives it back to you, you guys can frame it. And hang it and say, we might be able to start a whole new business.
I mean, look at what the moon affects. The moon affects all kinds of things. We can't explain it, really. I mean, crabs shed every time there's a full moon.
Right.
Why? You know, what's that got to do with it? But it seems that it follows that same pattern.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of stuff, like, you know, that's so natural that it kind of interferes with, I guess, supernatural, I guess you would call it, whatever. But I don't know, man. It's crazy.
Well, not only natural, though, it enhances the paranormal, too, because it does give that energy off that they can feed off of to do whatever they need to do.
Mm-hmm. That's nuts. Now, do you guys have a lot of do you guys find that most of the things you research or most of the cases you get, do you find more often than not that there is paranormal activity or that there isn't? Like, is it more of, oh, no, it's this, or, oh, no, it's that. It's not – you don't have to worry about it.
I got to be honest, for the amount of time I've been doing this, mostly it does end up being unexplainable things. Mm-hmm. We have had opportunity to explain things away within an investigation, mm-hmm. but then there's other things we don't have an explanation for.
So the majority of people that actually call you guys and want you to come out, they're not crackpots. They're like,
no.
They have legitimate concerns.
Yes, and many of them want us to keep it quiet. They
really?
Don't want anybody to know. They're very frightened.
I guess so, if you want to sell the house.
But they're very frightened, and they don't want to be chased out of their own home, mm-hmm. and they feel like they're going crazy. Mm-hmm. And that is pretty much, our last question on our questionnaire is, why do you want us out? Mm-hmm. And a lot of it is, we don't want to feel like we're crazy.
There's one question like, do you have a history of mental illness?
Yes, there is actually.
Is there?
Yes.
Okay. Do you have any drugs?
You know what's funny? They have that question, but if you want to buy a gun, they don't have that question.
Yeah, that's great.
Is that insane? No, they don't.
Yes, they do.
No, they should do a background check to see if you have any mental.
My brother said they do.
No, they don't. Not in Jersey.
My brother said they do.
They do a background check, but they don't do a...
Yeah, they don't do a mental health background check.
They do. You sign a mental health waiver.
Right, but do they actually look it up?
Check. No, yeah, it's a waiver, just saying that you're...
It's a piece of paper. Right, so they're not liable for it.
Right.
Because if not, that means that they gave an insane person a gun. That's right. All that is. It's a legal thing.
Only in Colorado. Seems so.
Really?
Colorado seems like they have that 17-year-old kid that's been going through therapy for years.
Right.
Can legally buy a gun.
Or just take dad's
6,000 rounds of ammunition and go to school.
Right. Exactly. Or take dad's out of the garage and go get some more ammo at like a Walmart or Kmart or something.
Mm-hmm.
Ridiculous. But that's nuts.
I would love to go on to do one and then come back and with their follow-up and their,
Yeah.
Just what we found and our reaction to it.
The video that Dan showed us on the break with the Connect thing, that was wild. Because at first when I saw it, I wasn't really making anything. I mean, I saw what that was, the stick figure or whatever. But I couldn't make out what was what until the one movement where I said, oh, my God, there's the legs. Like, you could see what are supposed to be the legs. And like you said in the part in the video where you went over and touched it, it disappeared. Yeah. It just completely vanished off the
I don't screen. Have that much power.
That's funny.
Yeah,
it's just like that kind of shit's fascinating. And again, I love that like U-Connect idea. That's wild because mm-hmm. I've never seen on any of the TV shows.
Well, and even something so simple as static. I mean, how many times you charge yourself up and you touch something, it shocks, but then now you have no more power. So is it possible that was something that was manifesting that I actually walked over and interfered with its mm-hmm. manifesting?
Right.
Or did my touching it caused it to just completely lose its power?
Yeah, because when Kim was over there, you could see it reaching out to her.
Right. And she was actually touching the chair
too.
Right,
right.
So
right.
And she actually said it felt cold.
Really? You felt the temperature? Like, oh, really? Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah, that actually happened again in Virginia. We had that skeleton that was actually above me. Mm-hmm. There was no reason for it to be up there. And when I reached up, it reached down. And I actually felt the cold go up my arm. And that's when I was like, oh, geez, is it reaching down on me? And they said, yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. So, there's a physical change that I was feeling.
Right.
With some secondary evidence. Well, not evidence, but observations happening.
That's crazy.
Oh, man. Wild.
See, that's what I mean. For me, it's like that boggles my mind. It's just a big question mark. Mm-hmm. Wow.
And what would be beneficial, I think, if we all did an investigation and then went through the audio and cleaned some of it up and played it, you guys were there when that audio was captured.
Right.
So you will have that experience of being there and capturing it yourself too.
Right. Chris, you got to leave the laptop at home.
What's that?
You got to leave the laptop at home because no one knew there'd be sound bites.
Was Sal Rosenberg there?
Yeah, right. That's wild.
Yeah, we're getting some good feedback in the chat room, too.
Yeah.
They're saying this is gold. They love it. They love tonight's show.
Yeah, why not? Yeah.
Ron Vachon. I don't know. That's his name in the chat room. Let's give him a shout out. Yeah.
Does anybody have any questions for them as far as in the chat room or no? Anyone ever mentioned, like, hey, mention this?
Nothing that's worth
Got a lot of scumbags out there.
Yeah, nothing that's worth. Nothing that even pertains to Ghost, if you know what I'm saying.
Right.
Yeah, only pertains to Missy's breasts.
Can't even see them.
They are impressive.
That's the problem.
They are impressive.
Yeah, there you go.
Glorious.
Yeah.
What'd you say last week? People don't deserve to see them or something like that? Yeah.
Seven. Nobody deserves to see me naked.
Yeah. You're all right.
Unbelievable. That's wild.
Yeah.
So, now, yeah, I think we should do that. I think we should do it and then bring the findings back and then talk about it.
I think it's it's a great experience.
Yeah,
it's
a good experience. Yeah. It should be.
Yeah, because like I said, this is fascinating for me. It's not that I'm like, you know, oh, fuck it. It's so stupid. It's just like, it's actually amazing to me how many people are into it and also the people that aren't, you know, and then there's like that. The in-betweeners are like, I think, but I don't think, I'm not sure. I mean, everyone sensed something at some point as far as like something that got your attention that you can't explain. But then you may think about it later and be like, oh, maybe the air went on or something like that. Mm-hmm. You just didn't hear it kick on, you know, something like that. But I mean, to be in the setting of a place that's considered haunted, that's like, I've gone to those haunted, you know, jails and cemeteries and asylums. And it's just people that work there that are trying to, you know, it's like they're collecting money at the gate. It kind of ruined the whole, mm-hmm. you know, what it's supposed to be, really. Mm-hmm. So it's just, I wouldn't mind going there, like, when people aren't there for work. Like, I'd love to go to, what's that one? Eastern State Penitentiary?
Yeah.
When no one's there, you know? And that's the other thing. Have you guys ever, like, spent the night someplace? Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, that's nuts.
Yes.
That's nuts. Okay. How do you sleep?
Well, I'm too busy investigating.
Really? The whole time?
Yeah. We actually went up to the Lizzie Borden house as a group.
That's cool.
And we had so much fun. But the sun was coming up, and we're still investigating. And then we decided we wanted to get a couple hours of sleep. Mm. And then we really started to experience stuff. And it was the sun was up. And we were hearing kids running up and down the halls.
And there was nobody there.
There was no kids.
Ah.
Look at the chills.
But that was fun. And, you know, again, like I said, Fort Mifflin has a dusk till dawn, 7 p.m. to 7 a.m.
Really?
You can stay overnight. Yep.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
That's wild.
So have you ever actually slept somewhere?
Yeah, absolutely.
Can ghosts get in your dreams?
Oh, shut up. Somebody throw something at her.
Well, actually, she has a point.
Oh, what? Good. Oh, wait. No, I want to hear this. Go ahead.
There is a theory
okay.
that in dream state, it is the easiest way to be communicated with those who've passed over.
Boom. Okay, because I've had dreams of my dead grandmother, and I've had dreams of dead relatives, friends.
Yes.
I've been like...
Freddy Krueger.
Yeah, Freddy Krueger. Yeah.
Patrick Swayze. Patrick Swayze.
Right, exactly. But we weren't in pottery class now.
No. Let me borrow your pancreas.
Jesus.
Man.
He's yelling at me, quit smoking.
That's a soundbite.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. But that's the other thing, though. Then it goes in the whole, like, dreams category, mm-hmm. you know, because that's a whole nother science in its own. You know, why people dream, what they dream, or have nightmares. And I noticed, too, that a lot of times you may watch something on TV and then you may dream about it that night, or you may think of something right before you go to bed and it happens to pop up in your dreams that night or whatever. Mm-hmm. So, you know, as far as like, I don't know, it just seems like such a scapegoat answer that's the best time to communicate with.
It could be, but think about this. You know,
but like you said, it was a theory.
It's a theory. Right. And when you have relatives coming to you in your dreams and talking to you and you weren't thinking about them, I mean, something unlocked mm-hmm. in your brain there to either bring up memories or open up to something else.
Right.
And again, in, you know, theorizing communication on a different plane, it would imagine when we go to sleep, our brains go into a whole different
sure.
mode.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I can't discount that at all, right. that theory.
Well, the other thing also is if a relative comes to you while you're awake, it's going to freak you out.
That's
totally
different.
You're not going to be receptive to what it might be saying to you or something. But if it comes to you in your dream, you'll lay there and listen.
So basically, it's like the safe way to connect.
It would appear that way
because you can, you know, it's like, oh, I had a dream of so and so and blah blah, as opposed to them showing up out of nowhere.
Yeah, I mean, it could be bullshit or it could be actual rational stuff. So who knows?
Boom.
Now, I got to be honest. One thing that really has still to this day affected me mm-hmm. is deja vu.
Okay.
When you really think that this has already happened, I wonder if you dreamed it before it happened.
Look at her face. Mm-hmm. It's like a merry-go-round is going off in her head.
Dude, I have like 1,000 theories on deja vu.
Interact, please. Don't be a stranger.
See, I just read a thing about the fact that when you have deja vu, it's like a glitch in the matrix, essentially. Jesus Christ. I literally just read it yesterday, and it says that your brain is like it can't comprehend what's going on, so it's like retarded for a second.
Yeah, that's a good word.
Used that word. Not in a derogatory way, but
to hold back, retard.
But before that, I'd always thought that. I always think that when you dream about people, like you ever have dreams and you like never ever seen them, these people before, but it's like hell.
Yes.
And then I feel like that's deja vu. And I feel like that's probably going to happen in the future to me.
So it's like deja vu before it happens again.
Yeah, man.
I gotcha.
See, I've literally had been in a situation where I know it not necessarily happened to me before, but I've seen it.
Mm-hmm.
And it, you know, had to be in dreams because what else would happen? Past life?
I've had deja vu experiences, and I can never – like if I – the moment I realize, oh, wow, this is like deja vu, or for some reason I remember being here and that this person was there. But for some reason, I can't think to when the last time it was that I did that. Mm-hmm. And I'm trying so hard to like rack my brain. Like, that's when I start thinking I'm crazy because I'm like, when the hell was I here? And why were you, you know, you were already here. It just doesn't make sense to me. It's like, I feel like I did this already. Mm-hmm. You know, you just have that feeling like, didn't I do this already at some point?
Yeah. And then when you already know what's going to happen. When because of the deja vu, you're like, I remember this happening, and then it does happen. Mm. That's what really gets to me.
Hell yeah!
So you know that the only thing I could think of is that I dreamed it. Mm. I mean, I'm not going to relive that exact same thing twice in a row. Yeah. And I remember.
I had a recurring dream for like 7-8 years of my life, constantly. When I was like younger, I would have it a lot, and then as I got older, it was like less and less and less, and then it finally happened. And it was, I mean, it was a little bit more dramatic in my dream, but...
The suspense is killing us. What happened?
I was taking the trash out. And
your home?
I was taking the trash out, and on the side of the house, there was a wolf. Mm-hmm. And the wolf attacks me, and I wake up. And I was taking the trash out, and there was a dog that looked exactly like a wolf on the side of the house. And I was like, holy fucking shit, this is really happening. And I went, this is finally happening.
So it was
and
a
I,
Siberian Husky or something of that
no,
nature?
No, it was like a wolf dog. Like, I wasn't a Siberian Husky. It was like a... Don't a look at dog. Me like that. It was, I guess...
Huskies are like the closest I guess relative, it was I think, like, to a wolf.
I don't know. I feel like Huskies are so pretty.
Well, you know, there's never been a wolf attack in North America.
Really?
Yes.
Well, then it was definitely a dog. But throughout my whole
life, they avoid us.
Yeah. I always thought it was a wolf in my dreams. Mm. Always thought it was a wolf.
Right. Like the bearded dragon or whatever the fuck you call
it. A bearded dragon's a real thing, all asshole. Right.
Okay.
I'm the asshole.
But I screamed in my dream. I let the dog, we'll say dog, attack me.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it. But in reality, I knew it was happening. I was like, it's going
to
attack
but
me.
But see, the other way to look at it is, too.
And
is,
I screamed for my dad, and my dad came out and chased it away.
The chances of you being attacked by a dog out on the side of your house or wherever it was around your house, it's not an impossibility.
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
Like, oh, no. I don't think that's impossible.
As a matter of fact,
it's
probably more possible than you winning a lottery, I would think.
But instead of getting scared like I would have in real life, I was already knew it was going to happen, so I didn't get scared. I immediately knew to call for my dad. Because I knew it was going to attack me because I had the dream a thousand times before that.
Like, perfect example, and this just happened last week. I was talking to my girlfriend on the phone on Tuesday or Wednesday, and I was just having like a really bad day from start to finish. And I had said – actually, it was Wednesday. And I had said to her on the phone while I was driving to her house, I said, you know, the way things have been going, I wouldn't be surprised if I hit a deer. Now, it didn't happen. It happened Friday morning, but I don't think that there was some sort of connection because there's so many goddamn deer on the road.
You put that out to the universe.
It could be coincidence.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's not an impossibility to hit a deer, especially now when the population is growing and growing, you know, all throughout the winter. There's a lot of them. So, you know, I'm just like, once I hit it on Friday morning, I was like, son of a... I laughed.
But you got to admit, how many times have you hit a deer in your life?
this is the third time.
But, I mean, in your existence, though, but you called it. I mean, this is the one thing I always look at is like the day before you said I probably would hit a deer, and then you hit one. I don't know. It's just.
I see what you're saying.
It's like, kind of amazing. Because
she was like, she was like boggled by it. She was like, you just said this. Because I had called her before she was leaving to get on the plane. And I said, guess what? You'll never guess what just happened to me. She's like, what? And I was like, I just hit a deer. She's like, shut up. And I'm like, seriously. She's like, you're kidding. I was like, I know. That's why I called you. Because I had just said to you, like, a little over 24 hours ago, what else is going to happen? I'm going to hit a deer now, you know, going to our house. And then I hit a fucking deer.
That's unbelievable.
Like, yeah, but see. But you know what? Here's another thing. Not that I would say it's the same thing, but here's something I have an unbelievable knack about. And I don't call this a gift. But I can almost pinpoint the time before I look at a digital clock, and then when I look at it, it's the exact time. Like, it happens a lot. That, and there's another thing, too. I can almost guess what the song's going to be when I turn the channel or the radio, and I hit it a lot. Like,
I do that, too.
Not every single time, but it happens a lot. It's just like, I'll be like, you know. Now, granted, you're talking about the song that's probably played more than any other song, so I'm thinking, you know, I think Stairway to Heaven's probably going to be on the next channel. Boom, Stairway to Heaven's on. You know, and it's like
that's happened to me a couple of times.
Yeah, but I mean, it's again,
that's algorithm and radio.
But see, as a group too, we have a theory that every last human being on this planet has some kind of intuitive ability. Uh-huh. We have to. It's instinct. You know, we are flight animals.
Yeah,
I mean, you know, it's we have to have something. We know when the weather's going to change. We feel the pressure change. Mm-hmm. You know, we know if a loved one is afraid or hurting or sick. I mean, you hear all the time mothers sense when their children are sick before they're sick. It's just an instinct within us. Mm-hmm. And, you know, with all that ability, again, I think some people, just like a basketball player, everybody can, you know, hold a basketball that's capable, but there's some people that are just better at playing than others. Mm-hmm. I think some people are just better at this intuitive ability than others. Simple. Yeah. So, you know, I mean, I understand the skepticism. It's very good for the field because, you know, we have to be right down the road, straight and narrow, make sure we eliminate any issues when we find things. But at the same time, understand that you most likely possess the abilities that all these other people have.
Right.
You just have either shut it down or, you know, I mean, you've just recognized a couple of things. I mean, what are the odds that you're going to pick a song on the radio that's going to be coming on?
I mean, nowadays it's actually more common because nowadays the radio stations are so limited is what I would actually listen to. Like, there's only three stations left on the radio I listen to as far as music. It would either be MMR or, you know, 102.9 or 104.5. Anything else I won't listen to. It's just – so it's – you almost know what they're going to play on. You know, they play the same song every 45 minutes.
A lot of it's played in the same way.
Right. And like she says, it is an algorithm. You know, it's the same thing with – like I listen to Pandora a lot. Mm-hmm. And it'll be the same thing. Like sometimes if I go to switch to the hard rock station, I'll think like, you know, Alice in Chains is probably going to be on watch. And then next thing
you know what you should do?
The rooster's on.
I'm write like, it down.
Not only that, you should put your iPod on shuffle and see if you can do it through your iPod.
Yeah, but.
That would be cool if you could.
Yeah, there's no way. I mean, I'm sure I'd name one or two, but. That's a crapshoot. It's a feeling I get. It's not a.
I know that's what I mean.
It's not like a game where it's like every time I turn, you know, I hit the Pandora app and be like, all right, so and so's on.
But see if you can get it through. Sometimes it just hits me.
It's like, you know what? I think Alice in Chains is on right now, and then Alice in Chains is on. You know, it's weird. It just happens from time to time.
But that's how a lot of people start out. I mean, one of the things people that will see spirits. They see shadows out of the corner of their eye. Mm-hmm. That's our instinct right there. That's where we see the predators out of the corner of our
eye.
Right,
right, right.
Well, in the beginning, you dismiss what you've seen until you start seeing things more and more, and then you pay attention to what you're seeing. Or you're in a room by yourself, and you hear somebody say your name. You dismiss it like you've just lost your mind.
Right.
You hear it
all
enough.
All the time.
You're going to start paying attention to it.
Why? Does this happen to you? You
hear all something? The time. No, so the wait. Shadow thing that she's talking about? Oh, I all thought the you meant
someone
time.
Says your name and you're not. There's no one else in the room.
No, man. I hear my name when I'm like out a lot, but I feel like my name's common.
Oh, you mean you hear other people saying it?
I feel like I always hear someone saying Missy. No. Yeah.
I meant like you by yourself. Nah. You hear someone calling your name.
Fuck no. I freak out.
But, you know, when you're walking in your house and you hear a noise, you dismiss it. Things like that. Yeah. Just, when you start doing this more and more, you don't dismiss it as much.
I remember the one time, the one apartment I was in, it was actually the top of a house. It was an attic. And I would hear like little pitter patter right above the drop ceiling. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, you remember that? And I'm like sitting there. I'm like, you know, the first time I heard it, I had just woken up. So it startled me because I'm thinking there's something in the room because I didn't pinpoint where the sound's coming from yet. And then I waited and waited and waited and just sat there like an asshole for 15 minutes until I heard the noise again. And I heard it was coming from the ceiling. And I'm like, great. There's either like squirrels or some sort of bird came in through a vent or something outside. And I had to tell the landlord, like, look, there's shit crawling up above my – I don't want that bitch crashing down on me when I'm sleeping, you know, or get hit with like rat pellets, you know, while I'm sleeping. So I just want it taken care of, you know, but – like that kind of shit that would startle me like first right off the bat, you know, especially when you're waking up, you're not really focused on anything. You're just coming back to, you know,
from being dead.
No,
not ish.
No, from being
sleeping.
God, yeah. Jesus.
She's brain dead
every week. Every week. Well, I wanted to show them before you wrap it up. I wanted to show them that picture that Missy took in New Orleans.
Oh, she said
it was a ghost.
Yeah.
Here's the picture.
Yeah, investigate.
What do you think? She claims it was a ghost. Nobody was around her.
It was a fucking ghost, man.
Nobody was next to her.
It was a fucking ghost.
All right. Take it easy.
I was there.
You're donging a bunch.
Back off, man. I'm a scientist.
I want to see if I have the other ones.
See, I mean, unfortunately, not being there, it's really hard. It almost looks like motion blur.
You're talking about the shadow? Yeah.
Shadow, yeah.
Like somebody was around and moving because no one was.
And that's not a light behind you when you're taking the picture?
No. I don't know.
Yeah, but that could be like a reflection of something.
Like if there's a street light behind you and whatever that motion blur is, right. It could be reflecting off of that. Mm-hmm. This happens to us all the time. I mean, we get something, we think we have something.
Right.
Yeah. And then it's like, oh, crap.
Phone since then.
But I can't tell. I couldn't tell you because I wasn't there, unfortunately.
Oh, yeah. Right.
You know, that's
yeah, she swore up and down. Like she
swore
was,
it was a good
I mean, you could tell she was, you know, visibly whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Well, when you get anomalies like that on your camera or on picture, it freaks you out a little bit because it wasn't there. But the weirdest part is some natural things can make that happen.
Yeah.
And you don't realize at the time your surroundings or your environment.
No, because I was freaking out.
And one of the things we get in the habit of doing is if we're taking pictures and we see something weird in the picture, we'll continue to take the picture.
Right.
So that we can compare them.
Right.
And see where everything was in the room.
Right. So. Yeah, I remember one time I took a picture. I was outside. This was actually near Vineland. It was in Millville. And I was outside smoking a cigarette. And I noticed a weird, like a light. Just flying across the sky, and I'm thinking, oh, it's probably a shooting star, right? Or whatever you want to call it. And so I took my camera phone out, and I took a picture, and then all of a sudden there was, out of nowhere, remember, the moon is like, the moon's here, and then all of a sudden there's like a little tiny, like, orange circle, but the moon was white in the picture, but this orange, like, lit circle. And I'm sitting there, and I'm looking at my lens. I'm, like, cleaning it off, and I went to take another picture, and it wasn't there. So I'm like, oh. And I'm stupid. I should have took another picture before wiping the lens because now I'm automatically fixated to, well, the lens is dirty.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? So, but if anyone had, if I posted it online, somebody would think that there's like something in the sky.
Mm-hmm.
Like she, I know you would, because I thought about it. I'm like, she would think that there's like, I don't know, not like a flying saucer, but some sort of like thing.
Like alien or something?
Whatever, you know, like she said, an anomaly. Something you just, you don't know what it is. It's like, what is that? But it's something, you know? But I'm thinking, I immediately went to, my screen is dirty, or my lens is dirty, and I go wipe it off. Mm-hmm. And I take another picture, nothing, just the moon.
You eliminate all issues.
Right.
I mean, there is an anomaly that cell phones, when you take a picture of the sun, you're going to get a little dot.
Right.
That is absolutely a proven issue with cell phones, but people are still saying it's a UFO.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's like, come on now.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Now, are you guys all open-minded to that too? Or is that just something you don't even bother getting into? Like, you know, because I know that has nothing to do with the paranormal so much, but.
Yeah, of course. You know, I mean, when you're open-minded to think that we're the only planet that can inhabit life is ridiculous.
Okay. Right. Is there anything that you guys aren't open to, like, you know, open-minded to as far as, like, things that some people would be? And
like the Jersey Devil.
Okay, yeah, let's use that one. Fuck it.
Love him.
I will admit, I am skeptical about the Jersey Devil.
Okay.
It's a legend.
Right.
And I couldn't, again, though, I can't prove or disprove its existence, but my gut is a little skeptical regarding it.
Gotcha.
So, that's all.
Yeah, I feel the same way. I mean, you know, I'm open-minded to a lot of things, and, you know, there are things that I believe in, and there's things I not necessarily believe in. But, yeah, you know, but if somebody says, hey, there's a Bigfoot over across the street in that house, I'm going to go over and check it out.
Sure.
You know, thinking maybe.
Yeah, who wouldn't? You know, I mean, if someone says that, you just want to see is either this person's nuts or there's a hairy guy running around the house naked across the street that's stealing shit, you know, whatever. But – yeah, I mean, I can see the fascination behind that. I never personally, you know, growing up and you hear like, you know, tales of like the Loch Ness Monster and Bigfoot and all this other shit. And you're just like, yeah, when you're a kid, it's great because you have such a great imagination. But as you get older, it's like, the hell? To me, the Loch Ness Monster, that black and white picture, it looks like a duck that's like popping up from the water.
It looks like just a brontosaurus.
Well, yeah, it's got the shape of one, but it's a, I mean, you don't know how large, like the scale of that.
Yeah.
You know, people say, oh, it was this massive thing coming out of the water. You know, for all you know, it was like 2 feet in the, from your feet when they took the picture.
But what's cool is like, you know, like especially with the ocean, I mean, they had that giant squid for years. They kept washing the shore.
But
they could never find one.
Right.
They could always find them dead.
Right.
They find their remains, but they could never – nobody ever – and then now they're starting to find them now because
– right. And now they even found – didn't they recently just find like a new species or something, some giant
– oh, that's all the time.
Yeah, yeah. I just saw like a couple months ago, maybe like
they
6 months
up
ago.
Washed up on shore, right? That one?
No, I think the one that was clinging on to something on the from the boat.
Oh, yeah.
You remember they brought it up and they couldn't tell what the hell it was.
Yeah.
And they were saying it's like new species of like marine life or whatever.
Yep.
I mean, and that's not hard to imagine because
– they're always finding stuff.
No one's explored the entire ocean. It's just too much of it, you know, and – you're not going to find anything, but yeah, man, it's like fascinating stuff, man.
Yeah.
I like
tonight was great. I'm into it even more now.
Yeah. I get, my curiosity is definitely peaked.
Yeah.
Missy, I know your head's probably like scrambled.
Oh yeah.
Right
I'm
now.
Doing this thing right now where I'm like visiting like different parts of New Jersey / Philadelphia that are like quote unquote haunted.
Mm-hmm.
And just to see like what you're supposed to do that makes the like, you know, I'm sure you guys heard of the Acco ghost.
Yeah.
That's like the big urban legend around here.
But there's really? I never heard of it.
You never heard of the Acco ghost?
No.
Did you guys? The Acco ghost is like you go somewhere, you turn your headlights on, turn them all off, beep three times, some shit. A little kid comes
out.
That
was in a movie. There's something like that in the Philippines too, you know that?
No.
The White Witch.
No.
That's their big thing. Apparently, there's this one stretch of road that if you drive down at this specific time, I think it's Christmas Eve every year, you'll see a woman in a white gown just standing in the middle of the road. And like people like always take pictures of it. And there's like millions of people that have taken pictures. They go there. They literally fly there to do this. And they all see it. But to be honest with you, if you really look at the picture, it could be – like just the way the light is hitting off of something. It doesn't necessarily like I think your mind would probably interpret it to be a woman in a white gown, but it kind of does look like it could be like a flash of light off of something. So, but people just they go over there and that's like their big thing, man. It's crazy.
Well, I have something that happened to me. And last weekend, I went to Mount Misery. Do you know where that is?
You went to Marco's house?
It's in the
such a cocksucker.
I know.
I swear to God.
And the rumor is, like, you go, it's a paved road that turns into a dirt road. And then you're supposed to go to the left, then go to the right. And then you're supposed to get lost. And you get lost, and when you find your way out eventually, you stop the car, and you get out, and then you wait to hear dogs bark. And then you get back in, and all these dogs will, like, run to your car, apparently, and then you have to, like, drive away. So we did all that. We get out of the car, we stand there, and we're standing there, and we're like, all right, it's cold, and it's getting dark. I'd rather, like, let's just leave. And we hear a dog bark. And I'm like, fuck this shit, we're out of here. So we leave, we go, we start driving like 15 minutes up the road.
Mm-hmm.
This little puggle is sitting in the middle of the road. And I'm like, there's a fucking dog right there. There's a fucking tiny little bugle right there. It moves out of the way. We drive past it. It comes back around. It sits there and just stares at us. And we just stopped. And I'm like, maybe it needs like help. Like, let's go get it. And then it ran into this house. Because right at the edge of the road, there was a house.
It's shocking that you heard a dog bark and then you saw a dog.
Well, no, I mean...
This is fucking crazy.
I don't... I wasn't saying that... The point of the story of what I was trying to make is that urban legends...
Who the hell
go crazy. Oh, whatever. Never mind them.
We're so discouraging to her.
Never mind them.
She's going to kill all of us one night.
She's going to haunt us if she ever becomes a ghost.
I wouldn't even waste my time.
That's hilarious.
I know I'm going to look at squirrels a little bit differently now.
Squirrels are important.
They're what? They're important?
Important part of my life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I think I need therapy after I leave here every Thursday.
Why?
The interaction that we all have. Because sometimes I'll leave here and I'm actually like angry / concerned / like
I like see some, a therapist, so I'm good.
And I have to see one because of you. I don't know. To this day, after all these years, make it sound like it's forever. But after these years of us doing this podcast, I still to this day am still shocked sometimes when you say things. Like you still give a shock factor. Like, did she really just say that? You know what? To
That's
be honest
good.
With you, yeah, it is good.
Yeah.
It is good. It just makes me a little crazy sometimes.
Yeah, you get pissed off. You have anger problems.
Yeah. Yeah, I have anger issues. You're the reason, but I have anger issues. It's funny because every other point of my day is all, you know, peaches and cream. I come here and I just want to... You know what? Maybe we shouldn't do the whole ghost thing together. Because if the lights go out, you're going to find her like on the ground.
I'm probably going to flip out.
Oh, stop. Come on. Nah, you'll be
It'll
fine.
Be fun.
Yeah, you'll be all right.
Yeah, but don't be fucking acting stupid there too. Like, I don't
what
want
does
you,
that mean?
Like, don't start like screaming. If it's dark, I don't want you sitting there like, did you see that?
I probably would.
Because I know you. Your eyes will be closed and you think you see something and you'll be like,
yeah, I would probably.
Yeah, that's not going to help our case.
I'll try and be calm.
You can hang out with me.
Hang out with her, the expert.
Yeah, have fun babysitting this one.
Nah.
Do you guys ever go and like get drunk and do it?
No.
How can you properly like...
I didn't know if like being drunk would open your mind to seeing that.
No shit.
Oh, actually, it might put you in danger because you'd fall down the stairs or get hurt in the dark. So,
yeah, don't drink before this.
I wouldn't.
Don't do anything.
I was going to say, like, I need take a Valium, but then
I
would be all...
I would assume you give waivers.
Yes, yes. Okay, we'll get you to... But I wouldn't take... Go in with a clear mind. Open, you know, don't...
I'll meditate beforehand.
Yeah, do that. Meditate.
What's wrong with that?
Nothing.
It's like staring at a... Just stare at a light bulb for 5 minutes. Close your eyes and you'll see tons of shit. You might as well just sit home and do that. Save us all the trouble.
Fine.
Because I know you. You're going to ruin it for everybody.
I'm not. I won't even speak.
No. That'll be interesting. No. The EVP will pick up, I hate these sons of bitches.
God, this bitch is stupid.
Yeah. The ghosts are saying that. Since when do ghost hunters hire retards?
Community service.
Thanks. Bastards.
You might be a good luck charm, though. You might ward off evil spirits.
Apparently, they probably are like, fuck her.
Exactly. Like, this girl is annoying. We got to get out of here. Yeah. That's pretty good. It's a pretty good job for you.
I guess. We're kind of offended.
You're supposed to be. All right. Let's wrap it up. It's been 3 hours. You believe that?
Oh, my God. Really?
Flew. Anything you guys want to plug? Website?
Yeah,
store?
Yeah,
please.
We're going to put a link of your website on our Facebook page.
Okay, thank you.
Too.
And then, yes, the Ghost Hunter store in Burlington. If you guys ghost hunt, he has a whole bunch of equipment there.
Okay. Is there anything else you can get there, too? Like, do you guys have books and stuff like that?
Yes,
as well?
He has books and communication stuff, tarot cards, things like that.
Cool. So. And you guys mentioned earlier that they do a podcast. Are you guys connected with that at all?
No, I'm not. But, okay. Yeah, Dave Giuliano and Marty Haynes both do a podcast, Paranormal Straight Talk.
That's it. You guys should. You know that, right? You guys are great for this. You guys, no, really, you guys did.
Yeah, yeah, you
guys
fit.
Yeah,
right
you guys. Yeah, you guys fit right in. I mean, you guys should think about it. I think it would be. I would listen. I'd tune in. Yeah, we should get Rob to get him on our network. Finally, a show I would listen to. They never do this right yet. Let me not say it because I'm going to get in trouble. I'm going to get an email tomorrow or a
don't
phone call.
A scolding from Dad.
I was going to say they've been more entertaining. These two have been more entertaining than they have the shit that we have on this note.
Oh, boy. We're getting that letter.
We're getting suspended.
But no, it would be kind of cool, though, because like they actually have something.
It's different.
A topic that they can work mm-hmm. with every week because you guys can always bring on, you know, whatever you find, you know, like, you know, little things in certain places. You can always, basically like a show where, you know, and I don't hate to say the reality show, but like that type of show where you guys say, well, we were here last week and this is what we found. You could play the EVPs. I mean, it's perfect for audio. I mean, you know, people listening mm-hmm. and be like, oh, that's fucking weird. You know, if you hear someone saying, you know, save me or whatever, or Missy's retarded, you know, it's just.
Christ compelling me. Is that what's happening?
No, really, you guys should think about it. I think it'd be interesting. I definitely
thank
listen.
You. Thank you.
No, thank you guys for showing up.
Yeah, that was fun. It's been awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. You guys are good sports too. Awesome. I'm surprised. I was actually worried all week because I was like, you know, we're going to piss somebody off or someone's going to get offended. Or
they were like, make sure you talk to her and let her know what she's getting.
Yeah, we were concerned. You know, at least I was because I'm like, I just have this. Well, I mean, it's me and women in general. I always send them out the room crying or like screaming or whatever. But no, I just didn't want anyone to get like their feelings hurt or anything. And I was like, because again, it's like I'm still not a believer, but I think it's still fascinating. I think it's still interesting. And I would definitely do, you know, go out and try it or whatever. But, yeah, I was just like, I'm sitting there, I'm like, man, I don't want to like be like an asshole. I don't want to come across like an asshole. Because I remember I was saying that to you last week.
Yeah.
I was like, you watch, this person's going to lose their mind here. They're going to jump out the fucking window. Thankfully, nobody did.
No, I heard the one show, and I called Kim and said, you guys are kind of people. So,
yeah, yeah, that's cool. I like that. Yeah, that's cool. We appreciate that. So, you want Missy, you want to take us out?
Sure. Thanks, everybody. Thanks for listening. We'll be back next week. Don't forget to go to ridecast.com/JerseyJerks and give us some fucking money.
What the
donut.
Fuck?
Donut.
Donut. Give us some donuts.
We'll take that.
Donuts.
We'll take that
all
too.
The donuts.
There is a disconnect between.
My brain is fried. I was thinking too much tonight.
Holy shit, dude.
Unbelievable.
I can't believe you just did that.
Why?
What do you mean, why?
Why?
You just sort of like, give us some fucking money, donut. The hell, you sound like a mad person. Forget it. Get out of here. See, she's a snorter.
This concludes our broadcast day. Click.